welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM. We'll talk to you if you call us. Where it's early, we're vulnerable, the lines are open. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Brian Boss Guy Electronic.
Let's see. Well, what do we got going today? We got David Alan Greer, DAG, my main man, coming to the studio. Hope he brings Peanut with him. And let's see.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we got Great White's going to come in here and play in studio. Evidently, they do great Led Zeppelin songs. Great White does.
Hopefully they're rock stars and they're not awake yet. Mm-hmm. I don't take Great White any more seriously than I would take, like, Warrant or anything. So I'm talking to people day on and on, you know, throughout my day, and I mentioned Great White's going to be here. The reaction to these guys was, like, amazing. People love these guys.
Yeah, my problem, I think I'm the same as most of the people I know, which is I have a category. It's called hair bands,
right,
or bands of the rock bands of the mid-'80s or whatever it is. It's some. And if you were in a rock band other than Guns N' Roses between 1983 and
Maybe 1990, 1991,
I just have you into one big lump of, like, Warrants and Twisted Sisters and Poisons and stuff like that, and I'm dismissive.
Right. Absolutely. I'm with you 1,000%. And it's actually not fair of us.
It is not fair, because then once in a while you see these guys do some acoustic, unplugged, whatever, something or other, and you go, oh, these guys are pretty good musicians.
Actually, fairly bad guys for the most. That's not true. Two of Motley Crue are wonderful guys, but Motley Crue were some very, very, very bad boys.
Yes.
You listen to them again, and wow, that was a real live rock and roll band in spandex and a lot of hair.
Yeah, they ended up hurting their case historically by.
Yes.
It's like if we had a great president, but he dressed like a woman. And so all you'd ever remember, history would remember, is, oh, that guy dressed like a chick. He was that guy was wearing a dress and a string of pearls. Yeah, but he was a brilliant strategist. Yeah, but he was wearing those pearls.
A, I am not running for office.
Okay. Thank you.
But B, I think President Clinton was one of the best presidents in 100 years. And he'll be known as the blue dress guy. You know, to prove your point.
Yeah,
he didn't wear it.
He didn't wear it, but
she wore it.
Well, let's put it this way. He wore it well.
Yeah.
She wore it. Didn't look good on her, but he looked good on it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he rock and rolled, man. He was a great president, but I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the bands, these hair bands, so-called hair bands, the mere fact that we're addressing them by their hairstyle is probably not a great
indication of their historical relevance.
Yeah, as an artist, you'd like to be known by something other than your hairstyle, but the idea that we lump them all into hair band is probably not a good start for them.
Like I said yesterday, or the day we had Tommy Lee on, a lot of people don't know this, Motley Crue played for more people than any band in history.
Yeah.
They worked their asses off when they weren't drugged out of their mind and having sex under the stage.
Now, do we lump in Def Leppard? Because I feel like they had some good songs.
Yes.
They had great songs because they had anthem songs. The only reason I just jumped in so fast, they're also my next-door neighbor.
Oh.
Or at least the lead guitarist. So I see them
Danny
every...
Danny has 26 next-door neighbors, by the way.
No, Vivian Campbell, possible. If you're on my block, you're my next-door neighbor.
Right.
If I can see your house, you're my next-door neighbor.
That's a good song.
But not with the Google satellite, sir.
No.
Okay.
But, like, I can see, what's that crazy Courtney's name?
Cox?
Not Courtney Cox, no.
Love.
Courtney Love.
Yeah.
I can see her house. She's my next door neighbor.
Right.
I can see Gwen Stefani's house from my house. She's my next door neighbor. Vivian Campbell actually lives physically next door to me. He's the other house.
Mm-hmm.
So we always go see Def Leppard, and every time we do, I go, oh my God, what a great band.
Yeah, I love this song.
Yeah, I know. There's this sort of thing where you go, it's just you don't have time in your head to be fair to everybody.
Right.
And you'll do a lot of that where you go, oh, this actor's no good or this musician's no good. Well, first off, the fact that they were able to sell a few million records means at least they can play their instruments.
Not necessarily.
Well, the Partridge Family, 10 million records.
28 million right here with this voice.
Was it that
Touché.
Many?
Yeah.
Oh, we were huge.
You were the singer?
No, I didn't sing a thing.
Please.
I did this.
I wasn't alive.
I made the same. Hold on. I made pretty much the same face as Monica Lewinsky, but nothing came in or went out. I just went, oh.
I don't know, Dan. First off, you played the coolest. You played bass guitar, but he played a bass that looked like a regular guitar, so it was kind of cool. A lot of guys have a bass; they're all thin and long, and they look like they're playing Ichabod Crane. But he played a cool bass guitar.
I played it was vintage even then, I believe, a 1968 Fender Precision that musicians today, and oh, I mean these are older guys because they were already musicians in 1972 when the Partridge Family was on, will come up and start drooling over that bass. And when I say I traded it for $10 worth of pot, they want me dead.
Yeah, that was a bitch. And Danny did a move where he went like this, two times. Boom, boom. He brought the neck.
You gotta play It's Radio, Adam. Come on, Brian.
And this is radio.
He brought the neck up to his neck and did a kind of double shot. And you know what? He didn't overdo it. But I gotta say, if I played an instrument, I would want, this is why I wouldn't want to play the tuba versus the guitar.
Which,
you know,
by the way, my nephew is on full scholarship at a major university on tuba.
You want to look good. Yes, you want to look good. Playing your instrument.
Right.
That's why somewhere
I wouldn't pick tuba. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending it. I'm just pointing it out of interest.
That's why the worst kind of bands to play in, second, we're talking about the hair bands, but these sort of Flock of Seagull type 80s new wave bands, because who the hell wants to play a synsonic drum? And who the hell wants to play one of those basses with no neck on it, head on it,
that was stupid
and a weird looking,
or just a stick, no
body like a
to
stick
it.
And nothing, you know, or even that keyboard thing that hangs around your neck? Well, I want to play something that looks cool.
Not the keyboard thing that hangs around my neck, but Gretchen Singh. She's in a band. She's doing this thing Monday night up at the Hard Rock with Miss USA. All 51 of them and on the MC. Is she an idiot? What, is she crazy? It's a bar and 51 hot chicks.
Yes, and I'll be there. Thank
you.
It's still 51 hot chicks.
You are more than invited and on the guest list. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah. Who's playing
Do I have anything else to do?
What is this, Tears for Fears or Depeche Mode?
It's a horrible song. All right, go ahead.
So
shut up, Brian.
She loves to sing, and I always think about our retirement.
What do you think, we're at a wedding, you're DJing? Quiet down over there.
Can you play Wind Beneath My Wings? That's me and Adam song.
We do a slow dance.
Really? To Wind Beneath My Wings?
No.
No.
But I always figure, because I've tried forever to learn an instrument, and I just can't do it. I can't do it. But keyboards are dangerously close to playing themselves.
Ooh.
You, like a $4,000 keyboard, you hit any chord like a C, you just hold it down, it will play the rest of the stuff that should be going with those three fingers.
What I gotta get.
Yeah, so you'd kind of flip it on, I'd be the Partridge Family all over again, except 60 and really scary looking.
Right.
But my idea of retirement was to move to Hawaii. And me and Gretchen would play resorts like Sonny and Cher, except for $50 a night.
You have the whole Bonaducci thing going. She's got the Breaking Bonaducci thing. She can really sing, so you're in there, and all you got to do is program the Casio, fire it up with that first C.
I'm hitting one button at a time, and it's doing the rest. I'm playing.
Right.
I mean, that is the, in my whole world, that is considered the truth to me. You can apply that metaphor to anything. As long as there's one finger of truth, the rest is okay with me.
Yeah. All right. I could see that. And then look, there are a hell of a lot worse ways to spend retirement.
Right,
That's
I was thinking cruise ships and Hawaii.
I'm reminded
She'd
of the rabbit
that.
That you bought your wife. That also is something you don't really play.
that rabbit.
The thing about cruise ships as well, Tony's on the line, we'll say
hi.
But cruise ships, if you get a gig playing a cruise ship and you're, I'm not so sure about musician, but if you're a comedian or a performer or whatever you do, I had a friend who was a juggler. He used to work the cruise ships. The cruise ship would go out for 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, and it would go all around the horn and through the canal and all around all the great islands and everything. And I'd say, well, how does this go for you? And he'd say, we work for 2 days. We do two nights. And then the other 12 days we're on like passengers, like first class passengers. You just get paid, you hang out, you nail chicks, and they feed you, and they bathe you in booze, and you just do your act two times, and that's it.
I one day decided I had enough money, which, by the way, I was wrong, but that was it. I was tired of the hustle, because even when I have a great job like this, there's just something wrong with me. I'm always trying to hustle TV shows, and there's not enough work. I didn't get home till 9 o'clock last night after doing my last show for no money. Nothing pays me any money but this. I just, I have a problem with it. It's fair to say. But it just seems that I was done. So I wrote a letter to a cruise ship company. I said, I'll come to work for you. I'll MC, whatever you want. And you know what they said?
Hmm.
Just come be famous, essentially, is what they said. Just ride our cruise ship and let us advertise that you're on this boat.
Yeah.
And that would have been my entire
leader
job.
On a cruise ship. Tony?
Tony.
I just pushed him up.
Hey,
what's
Tony?
Up, Tony?
Hi. Hi, Adam.
Yeah.
Danny, it's a pleasure to talk to you.
It's our pleasure.
Adam, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Any chance you bring it back to Mr. Bertram? Mm. One of the best things I've ever heard on K-Rock. You were awesome.
Mr. Bertram. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Okay. Sure. I'm trying to think. It was a character I used to do on K-Rock. Got me started in radio. Everyone really liked it. The problem is when you're hosting the show, then doing a character on the show feels weird. Now, I know we do the strip club announcer and that kind of stuff, but I don't know. I feel weird doing a character, which is sort of what you do on your own show. And then, yeah, not that it can't be done, and not that somebody with more skill couldn't pull it off, and not that the folks don't dig it. But I don't know.
I've got a compromise.
I've got
something to offer, Tony. Tony, usually on Fridays, we play some Crank Yankers calls, and we have played Mr. Bertram calls, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have.
Would that satisfy your craving?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, would that satisfy?
Yeah, I've never heard.
And we're working on this new character you might like called Cancer Danny.
Yeah, Cancer Danny you're going to enjoy more than Bertram.
We haven't completely worked it out yet, but in fact, it can be far away in real life. So I think it's coming either way.
People do really love Mr. Bertram.
Well, maybe we
have.
I'd love
to hear some Mr. Bertram.
Yeah.
I don't know that I know.
Crank Yankers.
Oh, yeah.
What was the call we played, Adam?
Well, I think we played a couple. We played one where he was applying for a job. Why don't we play that one? I haven't played that one.
Why is it over that? Do you remember in Good Morning Vietnam, after Robin Williams would come on and blow the doors off the place in the sense of that era?
Right.
And then he'd be followed by an actor named Bruno Kirby, who would do wacky little puppets and characters.
Yes.
So I can see how Adam would feel, you know, this is the Adam Carolla show, and all of a sudden he jumps into this character that I am unaware of. It might be perfectly natural that everybody's aware, hey, Adam's going to do this for us now. But otherwise, if it seems like you're trying to get away with a character, it would be really weird.
Well, here's what I do, as people know, and I'll tell you, Tony. I just sort of follow my gut, my instincts, and my whatever. And for some reason, I've never really wanted to do Mr. Bertram on a show that has my name on it. I'd rather do it on Crank Yankers or a show that doesn't have my name on it. But, Tony, do you have a home improvement question you'd like me to answer, my normal voice? Which isn't very far away from Mr. Bertram.
No, I'm good there.
All right, well, we'll play you Mr. Bertram.
Oh, cool.
Looking for a job. I think he's calling for a job
actually,
interview.
Actually, I can't find that one, but we played that one most recently, the one where he calls the moving company for his obese wife.
Yes.
All right.
I have.
All right, here's Mr. Bertram on an actual call to a moving company.
By request.
QC Movers, may I help you?
Yeah. Yeah, do you move just about anything?
Pretty close.
All right. I got a little situation here. My wife is, she's big, morbidly obese. She's about 600 pounds. And she can't be moved on her own. I mean, she doesn't move, and I got to get her to the university hospital. And is that something you guys could do?
Are you serious?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Let me call the hospital and see if we can... which would be the
state. Well, listen, don't worry about them. They wanted $3,500 to get her there.
But I mean, maybe they could tell us the easiest way to do it. Like,
well, I seen it on Jenny Jones. What I'm going to do is just take out the bedroom window and part of the wall, and I'm going to forklift her out to the front lawn, and then we just need her to get from the forklift onto the truck and to the ambulance entrance at the hospital.
Actually, I don't think we could because no one can ride in the back of the trucks.
Why not?
Because it's against the law.
Well, who's going to know? We just shut the gate up, be like smoking the bandit or something. No one's going to know.
I
moved
guess
an elephant.
And
I mean, the third one.
You got the forklift already?
I'll pay cash. Yeah, I rented the forklift. And my brother-in-law can drive the thing pretty good because he works at a warehouse. And he's going to swing her around. I mean, if we can get the forks up under the bed... And, I mean, we're going to strap her down and okay, you know, put a tarp over her, blanket and stuff so she doesn't get cold. You guys got a flatbed or a stake bed?
They're just actually moving trucks. They're enclosed. But you could fork it right onto the into the truck.
Yes. Now, are we going to have to flag her or are we going to be able to close the door?
We'll be able to close the door.
All right, what do you think something like this would cost?
$148, our two-hour minimum.
Yeah, you guys got some, does that include some furniture pads and stuff like that?
Yeah, the truck's fully equipped.
All right, I'm going to sedate her pretty good before we do this, because she's a complainer.
All right, give her a bunch of Valium or something?
Valium, and, well, it's Robitussin, Valium, and peppermint schnapps, and she goes out, it's like darting a rhino.
All right.
You guys got that bubble wrap?
Oh, no, we have bubble wrap, but I don't think we should bubble wrap her.
Here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about maybe when she's sedated, her arm coming off the bed rolling into the side, and us denting up her elbow pretty good.
I mean, we can strap her down with tie-downs if you want.
Yeah, all right. We'll use, is that extra?
No.
All right, so we'll just use tie-downs on her, not too tight?
Yeah, you could ride in the back with her, you know, just make sure she doesn't wake up.
Well, I don't want to get back there in case you guys stop short, and I don't want to get pinned between the side of the cab and the bed, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what it's like making love to a 600-pound woman?
No idea.
Imagine humping a tremendous beanbag. Are you a married guy?
No.
Don't ever. 109 pounds this bitch weighed when I married her.
109?
109. Not 110.
Damn.
Yeah.
How'd you just let herself go like that?
Yeah. You know how it is. You blink your eye and she's morbidly obese.
What's the doctor going to do for her?
Well, they got this gastro bypass surgery where they put like a zip tie on her gut, and she can't hold nothing down. You know, she can eat like a couple of children's aspirin each day, and anything more than that, she heaves.
Damn, that's a good idea.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but one time I got a little soused and I was having at her. 10 minutes into it, I realized I'm in a fold.
Oh my God.
You know what that's like? I mean, you gotta take a good hard look in the mirror the next morning. You're in a fold. 14 years of marriage, I'm humping a fold.
Man, I feel for you.
Yeah. All right, hey, you've been a big help.
No problem.
And don't ever get married, ever.
I won't.
All right, pal.
All right, bye.
Well, there you go, a little Mr. Bertram on demand.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, right on.
I really do feel like I'm the kind of guy that if I talk to a hospital about transporting my 600-pound woman, and it, you know the hospital, you know if a paper gown is $89 and a Band-Aid's $200, transporting her would be $5,500.
Absolutely.
If it was a penny and if it was a block. I do feel like I would probably open the phone book and see that, hell, you could move a piano into a second-story building for $180.
Right.
What's the big deal? She's not leaving the bed.
My wife has accused me of always trying to get around things. She says, that's your problem, Dan. You're always trying to get around things. I said, it's not my problem. It's my pleasure.
Yes.
Even if getting around the thing is harder to do than the thing.
Right.
It's outthinking it.
Plus,
that's the fun part.
They started it by charging $200 for a Band-Aid.
Right.
We're only getting around the obstacle that they put in the road. It's like, what happens is, the day they started charging $3 for a candy bar at the movie theaters, the day I started keistering Snickers. Write that down. There's something that costs 65 cents in the outside world, and we're now entering what is essentially prison.
Right.
Right.
I mean, a pack of cigarettes would be $26
sure.
if they sold them. Could you imagine
and
what
your husband might get them for you.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine what they sell. Popcorn, you know, 20 cents worth of popcorn is $9. The point is they started
the popcorn.
It.
Right.
The hospital started by charging an unreasonable amount to transport somebody. We're just working around it.
How much do you think that magnet and wires were then that
well,
guy keistered yesterday?
We'll be discussing that in the news later.
Yeah, I got to hear about that story.
That's a fun story.
All right. We need to take ourselves a little bit of a break. Well, why don't you tell us, try to do this, you working around the system. Now, I'm trying to think of what this would include for our next
sneaking
owner.
Sneaking booze into a club.
When you say, Okay, if you were to say beating something rather than, because when he said the system, I'm thinking the man.
Well,
but if he's just been beating some
game. It could be the IRS. It could be sneaking booze into a club. When we used to go to Tijuana and we'd go to the corner bar, the drinks were like 75 cents or a dollar. This is a long time ago. The strip clubs that we're interested in were really expensive. They're like $2, $3 a drink. So we'd buy $4 worth of booze, shove it in our boot, come in and order a Coke, and then freshen our Cokes up for 9 hours.
Well, so we're in a foreign country.
Strip club, yes. We got busted and chased out. It's another story. But the point is you working around the system. You know, there's a lot of you must purchase this or you can't do this without that. Maybe it's bootlegging a second story on your house so you don't get busted
by stealing cable.
I have a friend who lives in an apartment in Santa Monica. He crawled underneath the apartment building in Santa Monica. He spliced into his old elderly neighbor's cable and teed off into his cable, and he's had cable for free.
All right, can I go this way? Because I was thinking about lots of things, because I got a fair amount to pick from, because I enjoy it so much. Can I give you, in a very short version, the intricacies of beating a urine analysis with a doctor in the room?
Yes. Next.
That's a good one.
Danny will tell you how to beat a wee test. He'll wee for a wee. It's good radio. Oh, he'll tell you how to beat that urine test with a doctor in the room. And then you guys at 866-901-ADAM tell us about sticking it to the man and working around the system. Next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
We will not live by your commandments. We're free.
We're SoCal's free to be.
Right. Adam Carolla.
You cannot text a handy.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
They like to make bigger balls and bigger holes so actually people who suck can enjoy the game.
Bigger balls, bigger holes so people suck can enjoy the game.
John Likas.
I would never talk to you unless someone was handing me cash like they are now.
Let me tell you, big guy, doesn't get much freer than that.
There's pleasure in that for me.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. Wow.
97.1 97.1 Los Angeles.
Hey, it's Eric again for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles. I just want to take a moment to remind you why you need to visit Hustler Casino today. Now open is the luxurious new Crystal Room, an elegantly appointed card room with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor. This takes L.A. gaming to a brand new level. The Crystal Room allows Larry Flint to offer more of the largest seated poker jackpots in the state, daily blackjack cash and gift giveaways, and progressive jackpots for most every game in the house. We even have the hottest new game in town, three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. This is why Hustler Casino is the fastest-growing casino in L.A. And yes, we have fantastic food and the best doggone service in the business. Hustler Casino is just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com to learn more. Hustler Casino. Positively, not what you expect and everything you love. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
We now join FM talk programming genius Jack Silver for his state of his station address.
Boys, last year I took a lot of crap for programming 97.1 by Dartboard.
Dartboard? What do you mean, boss?
Simple, Schmendrick. I tape show ideas up on the wall, then I throw a dart. And voila, ask the proctologist, Sunday mornings at 9.
But how do we know listeners will like that?
The answer is, we don't. And up until recently, I didn't even care. Then I actually read some of the emails from the listeners. Oh boy, talk about an eye-opener. They loved Adam Carolla, but wanted a better show. So we ixnayed the traffic, reduced the amount of commercials, and added Danny Bonaducci. I know. And you Likas fans are going to love this. Coming soon, even fewer commercials and more Tom Likas.
Yeah!
Fellas, I do the cussing, biatch.
Sorry.
Remember, pinheads, I built this radio station so there's a place where a guy can be a guy.
The Adam Carolla Show.
We love you too, as long as we can get in your slang.
97.1 BFM, SoCal's FM dot station. It's the loudest afternoon talk show in Southern California history.
Who the hell are you calling?
Tom Likas, 97.1
FM.
Where can you get a financial planner, a CPA, a small business loan consultant, credit solutions, and great service on a mortgage all in one place? Gain Financial, more than just a mortgage company. Whether you're shopping around for a new home, you're in refi mode, or you're interested in commercial lending, Gain Financial can make the process a lot easier. For example, say you have some credit issues and tax concerns to deal with before you buy that house you really want. Gain Financial can help. They can set you up with the right loan program, work with you on improving your credit score, and get you the expert advice you need to answer your questions before you buy. If you're shopping around, make your next call to Gain Financial at 866-470-GAIN. That's 866-470-GAIN. Or visit them at gainfs.com. Gain Financial, more than just a mortgage company. Call 866-470-GAIN. That's 866-470-GAIN. Or visit them at gainfs.com.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Discover it.
Likas 101.
Likas 101.
It's a rather simple and painless procedure. We ask the male to drop his trousers and his shorts down, and then we do a complete examination.
You like it?
No!
Isn't this fun?
And we're not talking about violent crime. We are talking about dating.
Likas 101.
Likas 101.
Likas 101. It's like a refresher course for your cojones.
For your cojones.
She's a fat, lazy bitch.
On 97.1.
97.1.
KLSX. Free FM. Southern California's FM talk station.
Boogers and toe jam.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my girlfriend when I was 13.
97.1. Free FM.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Here's what's coming up on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Condoms, check. Extra condoms, check. $500 in singles, check. Fake police badge that says Gooch Patrol, check. Oh, hey, what up, peeps? Jackman's just getting ready for the big Vegas show. Speaking of which, we'll do a special Vegas edition of Gay Walking. A recap of Dateline NBC to Catch a Predator. I don't know why you're all laughing. 80s hair metal band Great White and David Alan Greer. Hey, remember, peeps, what happens in Vegas happens in the Jackman's pants. Peeps.
Thank you, Jack. Adam Carolla with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The Adam Carolla Show.
Yep, we're going to be at the Palms Hotel tomorrow night.
I talked to the owner, George Moof, yesterday. He is very excited about us coming out.
What'd that sound like? Danny, I'm very excited about you.
Actually, I've saved it.
Are coming.
I've got it.
Hmm. Oh, you do? Yeah. You do.
But I've got like 10 men. I'm not falling for this again. I've got 10 messages saved. I'll find it. I'll give it to Dawson. And he can record it if you want.
You're not falling for it again, or we're not falling for it again?
I'm not sucking like a Hoover again, if I can help it.
All right, well, we'll pull that off of your cell phone and hear.
I haven't talked to him in months. You won't believe it that I'm this accurate.
Now, is he as boring on the cell phone as he is in real life?
I, I didn't say he was boring. I just said
he's laconic.
He's a full-blown billionaire that owns a casino that built a nude tower with a replica of the Playboy Mansion on top.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think, aside from the body being covered with sores, because that's what I'd be like if I owned that, he'd be a wild man. And this is as far as he goes.
No.
Yeah, I'm excited about the broadcast.
Oh, believe me, I know. I had him and the mayor of Las Vegas, Steve Austin.
Adam, this is radio.
Oscar Goldman, whatever it was from the $6 million man. He was on the show, and I was like, hey, what's going on with that bullet train they've been talking about since I was in high school from L.A. to Vegas? What's going on with that? Surely you guys like to get behind that. We have to talk to the Federal Commission for Land Development.
Like
yeah, but what's holding that baby up? It's been 25 years they've been talking about that bullet train. They got one in Europe. They got one in Japan. How about a nice bullet train right from L.A. straight to the Strip? We'll consider it. But you guys have talked about it, right? There's been discussions.
Well, speaking of bullets.
That's like a party with those guys. But,
oh, yeah. That was a triple cappuccino, and they just hit on a slot machine.
The sister, who is like my wife's best friend, Adrian,
right.
We go to their house for Halloween, which I kind of don't think we should do, but Gretchen and the kids like it. No. The sister's a ton of fun. So is her husband, Dr. Nassif. He was Dr. 90210 for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because the properties are so gigantic.
She's
a limousine bus. They're all billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
A limousine bus takes you from house to house. And like...
to trick or treat?
Yeah. You get out of the house and there's Barry Bonds and he gives you some candy.
Wow.
All by himself standing there. And then you go over and Denzel Washington gives you some candy.
All the famous black people in one neighborhood.
Actually, that's the only two I really remember. They really have.
He doesn't give it to you. You're assigned a concierge who will go.
Yeah, your kids don't actually travel.
Yeah, he'll dress like a pirate.
Right,
you just sit in the bus, and he'll go get your candy.
No, they the moves themselves. You know, they have makeup artists come over. They look all fabulous. You come over, and you got a knife, so you're a pirate.
Yeah,
you know, that's
same with my childhood trick or treat.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, Ace Man, here's some foil. Knock yourself out. You're
here's
on your own.
Now, who else has got some story?
Yeah. What the hell were we talking about on this show?
Danny
was going to tell us how he can pass a urine test that he takes with the doctor in the room.
And we have somebody, well, try to weave it into Aaron, who cheats on his drug tests online.
I'll be curious about how he does it, because there's lots of different ways. And I mean, there's from super low-tech to very, very high-tech and very, very painful.
Well, Aaron, what do you do?
Well, actually, I use the Wiznator. It's a fake wee-wee, and it costs about $150. It comes with heating pads and a 4-ounce vinyl bag.
Okay, yeah. For those of you that don't know, that's also what put Tom Sizemore back in jail, is the Wiznator, which I feel that I invented, by the way. It is a fake male unit filled with clean urine.
I didn't invent the Wiznator. I was the pioneer who put a strap on it.
Right.
Wait a minute. Maybe that was too much.
And you just, like, the guy doesn't... Because no doctor, even a cop, doesn't want to stare. You pull out something that looks like a wang.
Yes.
And stuff comes out of it in the jar.
So it's
people
just a realistic-looking dildo, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, except when it's heated urine.
But it's not hard in
now,
7
there
or
8 are, there are 1,000 ways for that to go wrong, but that's one of the best ways to do it. Except
if you don't match your skin color right, you have a problem.
You got to do that. Also, don't make sure the PSI's under 110 pounds.
Actually,
because I blew down a stall door. It was embarrassing.
You're
shot
actually
backwards into the wall. Thing blew up on me.
PSI pressure?
Yeah, pounds per square inch. Yeah, I had mine set up about 110. It was only supposed to be at 6 pounds.
You're
and I just
this
about shot off like a water cannon.
You're very yeah close. They checked the viscosity
of the wee.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Now that's these are people who want you to go to jail to do all this.
But now wait a second, Aaron. When you use the Wiznator, and I remember these things were sold over the internet a few years ago, do you? And it's time to take a good long look in the mirror when you're either buying the Wiznator or packing it up and sending it out.
If you have anything to do with the Wiznator.
Anything to do with the Wiznator. When you buy it, whose wee do you put into it? Or does it come with it?
It comes with dehydrated, toxin-free urine.
Come on, you're going to jail.
Really?
Yeah, Any lab, you're done.
They see flakes floating at the top of your whiz, they
if
know.
They want, it depends on where they send it, but there's a million things to check. First of all, body temperature at a healthy rate is 98.7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your urine is between 101 and 102.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be hotter than your body, and how can you possibly do that?
Well, they have one of those heat packs used when you're hunting.
What if it jumps it up to 105?
Well, that's what happened with me, and then along and with the PSI, just a flame shot out 25 feet.
Hot wee.
Hot, virtually, literal flame. Literally. It was like I was trying to root some Japanese out of an island cave.
You want to know an interesting fact about this, though, when you say, where do you get the wee, who's wee? No difference between men and women.
Well,
you can go in there with
Mr.
girl
Carolla, pee. Good news and bad news. Good news is you passed your test. Bad news, you're pregnant. Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you a true story. When I was living in San Francisco in an apartment in the Fillmore, which isn't a great neighborhood, a knock on my door at 11 at night. My neighbor comes over, and she says, can I ask you a favor? I was like 20 at the time. And sure, would you want to borrow a cup of sugar or some butter, mm-hmm. maybe mm-hmm. some olive oil? Is there any way that I could maybe borrow some of your urine? Because I have a urine test tomorrow, and could I borrow some?
Well, I borrow is probably not the operative term.
I'll return it.
She wanted
people
like
do
a cup
that
of
when
pee.
They bum a cigarette, and you
yes.
know you're not going to get a cigarette right. back from them 2 days later. But this really is stretching.
At the time,
it.
I was kind of hurt. Like I must really look like a square that in the whole building.
That's what I was going to say. How would you know you were clean? The last time I faked one, and it was. Should I say what it was? Because people saw it.
Sure.
I could make this doctor look silly.
Hold on, T. Let me just say this quickly. Did they find, and she passed, or did they found some roofing compound in it? Uh-huh.
I said, regrettably, I don't feel comfortable.
You're so uptight.
Giving you my urine.
Squaresville. Go ahead, Danny.
I can say, I mean, for me, I just do it, but then, you know, mine glows in the dark. You don't even have to send it to a lab. You're just busted.
I would have done it.
Now,
you would have done it?
Yeah.
I'd have done it for a neighbor.
Sure.
I mean, I just bought mine from this guy that I knew was sober at work. At a radio station. This is 1990.
Mm-hmm.
But I just bought mine, like at $10 a shot, and he'd come over, and then I'd go. Took me a couple times to have it figured. But for my particular one, they were crazy foolish. They let you go into a room with a sink by yourself. That's
right.
How I first started.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say it had a paper thermometer and another paper thing that checked age or something. I don't know exactly what that one did. I don't remember. But I thought to myself, God, if I could just get my hands on these medical supplies, I wonder where they get these medical supplies. And then I went, probably at the medical supply store.
Yeah, they have them.
So that's what I did. I went and I bought their little paper strips that would show the pH and the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So I would get clean urine, and I would go into this bathroom where they'd leave me alone, which was crazy. This is why a low-tech way. And then I would use these paper thermometers over and over till I got it right, running hot water on the outside of the bottle till I got it just right. And then I'd walk out as fast as I could. But sometimes it'd be 4 or 5 minutes, and they never cared.
On the last season of Breaking Bonaducci, when you go to the doctor, and then you're like, look, I'm clean, and they show you testing, were you doing that then?
Mm-mm. He's got a look on his face. We're talking about number one, but he's got a number two eating look on his face.
Let me tell you, if you want to admire a bad guy, this would be the moment. I was challenged on my sobriety.
Yes.
In front of people with a crew there, by my sober buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how dare you? I'll take a urine test right now. And my buddies and my producer said, right now, get in the car. Then they filmed me with me, never left my side, went to a real doctor's office.
Yeah.
And here's the only place it went weird. The doctor said, normally, and I'm livid, that they would dare do this to me.
The temerity.
Yeah, the temerity.
He was indignant.
I was. I was livid, indignant, and the temerity. And voiced it by my own petard, as a matter of fact. So, this
good
is the only time.
So,
my friend said, I don't believe you're sober. The producer says, since I said I'll take your own test right now, says, good, get up, get in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. They never leave my side, as far as you can tell. I get to the doctor's office. I go to go into the bathroom with the little kit. And the doctor says, normally we would send someone in with you. And he looks around for a split second, and that's long enough for my indignant to kick into action. I go, well, not today. I walk in, walk out, and say, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Clean as a whistle.
And the whiz was?
When somebody turned their back, I picked the right person at the right split second who did it, but had to slip it to me. Cameras are rolling.
In the doctor's office.
No, I have it by then. But cameras are rolling.
On
this actually happens on film. There's film of me being slipped the clean package.
Wiz enablers.
Yeah, who's Wiz?
We all know.
Oh, I can't possibly tell you that because as far it turned out, by the way, I was really nervous. All I had done was taken Xanax for the flight home.
Oh.
But I'm supposed to be stone sober, and I have AA guys at my house. Xanax might as well be heroin.
Sure.
And hold on,
I didn't
on
have a
second.
Prescription.
Teresa, you don't ask who, because as someone who lends others their clean whiz, you take a sacred oath.
That's right.
You understand?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You have a little something called dignity.
You're right.
You understand?
No one rats
that
out.
That transcends you with your questions and your inquiries.
If you ever see my stand-up comedy act, you will hear this, because they're stories and they're all true. When I picked up that transvestite, And I said, oh, I didn't know you were a guy. Hop out of the car. And he said, no, you took me out my corner. You owe me $40. It became a matter of honor. Now, I had just picked up a transvestite hooker, and all of a sudden it's a matter of honor. Sometimes these words don't really go together. I
right.
should have just given that man his money and not had to kick his ass.
I'll say quickly before we get to our next call.
Yeah, we have lots of calls. It's a great way to start the show.
Lee used to sneak the beer into a Dodger game. He's going to tell us how to do that. But the Wizinator, sometimes, as you know, the way my mind works is I take whatever situation I'm in or whatever situation I hear on the news that's going on today that happened yesterday or maybe happening tomorrow, and I picture explaining it to either an alien, someone who's never experienced this culture, this planet, or a founding father. And this whole thing where it's like, you know, there's drugs. There are things you take, and it affects you and intoxicates you. And then people start testing from it using one's urine. They find traces of it in there. But we found a way to skirt that test and get around it. Through the mail, we can order a prosthetic penis with someone else's freeze-dried urine. And then we heat it to just the right thing. And the guy'd be like, and you must return this at a later... No, there's a guy. There's a gentleman who watches you urinate. Yeah.
He's an actual doctor and a cop.
He's... What?
A physician?
He's a physician would do... What kind of alchemist would... And he stands in a bathroom and he watches you. He, the indignity of... Surely there's a cape held. You hold your cape and... No.
No,
he watches you. And then he takes yon cup of whey. Yeah. And he does what with it? Well, he tests it to see... And you heat it how? Using the light from the sun and a magnifier? No, we use one of these things at it's a long story. There's a lot of stuff.
Been invented.
And he must look. Okay. Then you tell that guy. He must say, what kind of apocalyptic future is this? And I am so glad I died 200 years ago. I would not want to live in this world.
No.
And you'd go, well, there are other good things. You
yeah.
can see naked women on something called the internet.
You can travel at 130 miles an hour in your own vehicle.
Something called a TiVo.
Oh,
still,
how about something airplane. Called birth control pills?
Right. But he would still, I believe, at a certain point go, not worth it for my dignity.
Yeah,
I'm moving forward.
Speaking
to
of, I'm sneaking the beer into the baseball game.
Yes,
football game. Can I give you a high tech painful way, real quick?
Mm-hmm.
They take a syringe this long, ram it into your kidneys, drain you of all your urine, and as fast as you can, you start drinking cranberry juice, and you will actually pee clean urine from being dirty an hour ago.
Mm. That's
some badass. I would never.
Yeah, that's
I'd
a long
never,
way to go. I'm
oh
so
my god!
Be nice. You can drink enough vodka, and then you just whiz a Cape Cod. Hey, Danny.
Exactly.
Top me off. I'm
you know
losing
what?
My buzz.
Your ureters are the Twizzler stick.
That's right. Lee?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sneaking beer into Dodger Stadium. Lee, what's up?
You know, I used to work in Westwood. You know, this was back in the day, you know, before Tommy had to pay for hookers. But
mm-hmm.
you know, I just go over there. I wear a suit to work every day and go across town to the Dodger games. And, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, so I'd stop, you know, at McDonald's down there in the Silver Lake area and, you know, pick up like a fillet of fish for 99 cents. And I'd get a 6-pack of Michelob bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd put,
this is amazing.
I would put one in each front pocket. I'd put one on the inside, pocket of my jacket, and then I'd put two more in my waistband, and I'd, you know, I'd go in with a 6-pack of Michelob.
Yeah, and you just...
I have to be careful with the bottles, though.
You funnel them into your cup. Yeah, you know, the thing about the ballpark is they charge $9 for, like, 12 ounces of beer. And their argument is, just like the guys who want to charge $300 for a speeding ticket, it's going to deter people
right.
from getting drunk.
Right.
It's going to deter people from speeding. Convenient argument for someone who's making a ton of money. You know, a keg of beer holds, like, 110 cups. Right, if you do the math on a keg of beer, do the beer math at the ballpark. A keg of beer you could go buy at the corner liquor store for $50-$60.
Right there.
I'm sure the ballpark who's having it trucked in.
And 20 and 30 and 40 a minute time.
Yes, that's daily.
Yeah.
Are getting a bulk rate from Budweiser. I mean, they're probably paying $28 a keg, maybe less. If you're getting 150 cups or 110 cups or whatever it is for something you paid $30 for,
right,
and you're charging $8 to $12 a cup, holy crap.
The markup on alcohol in just a regular restaurant is 300%.
Yeah, the first four cups of beer you sell have paid for the keg. The next 104 are going to be profit, in huge profit. All right, one last one. Natasha says she can send letters without stamps. Oh, Natasha?
Hi, Adam. Good morning, everybody.
Good to speak to you, Natasha. What's up? How do you do that?
Well, in fourth grade, I had a pen pal, and I accidentally forgot to put a stamp. So they sent me back the letter, and I figured, if I put her name in the upper left-hand corner and my name as the addresser, then she'll get it for free. So
it
turned out that she did get it, and I figured, hey, I can never send a letter without a stamp again, and they'll get there just fine.
And you do it that way every time.
Well, not after fourth grade.
Oh, I
could afford a stamp.
Last year. Like we talk about the stamp people when they raise it from 39 cents to 42, and they go down and burn down the post office. Like, listen, you people, you shouldn't know what a stamp costs.
Yeah.
I know it's over
sad.
A quarter and under a buck, and that's about all you should know. And it's the same people who cancel their vacation plans when they raise gas 8 cents. If that's canceling your plans, or you're not doing the kind of mail sending you were when it was 39 cents, take a good long look in the mirror.
Right. But you're saying you should. Because I don't know the price of a stamp.
No, I'm saying you shouldn't.
You shouldn't know the price of a stamp because it shouldn't be a consideration, because 41 cents versus 39 should not affect your economic balance. Not as a non-retarded adult.
Not as a functional adult. I would tell you quickly, I come from a family who focuses solely on the price of the stamp, not how to make so much goddamn money it doesn't matter. Those of you who are clipping coupons, those of you who are buying lottery tickets, those of you who are worried about the price of a stamp or the price of gas going up 2 cents, those of you who get focused on that, and as a society, we don't shame you people. We make you into the heroes. Oh, look at them clipping the coupons and getting a bargain and worried about this and people doing that thing. Hey, gas is expensive. It makes a big, oh, that's a big difference to a family.
How should I know?
Yeah. No, it's not. Go to work, you idiots, and start focusing on making money, not on whether gas is $2.89 a gallon or $2.91 a gallon. For the love of Christ, it's 3 cents or 4 cents one way. Oh, it adds up. Yeah, it adds up to $4 in 9 years.
How would I know that?
Work on making money, you retards, not how much stamps cost.
But I got my first mini bike when I was 10. And yes, I know exactly what a gallon of gas costs because that's what it took. And it was 23 cents.
I think Adam's point is, yes, a penny saved is a penny earned, but why don't you earn 100 pennies and not worry about the penny
then
you saved?
Who's going to help me when I walk across the street right after work at IHOP and get the stuffed French toast? Because that chick and her three kids are not disinterested in the price of a stamp.
Well, here's what you need to do. Here's what we all need to do. That chick needs to stop focusing on clipping coupons and start focusing on furthering her education or her career or looking down the road. The problem is, once in a while, you find the eccentric millionaire who clips the coupons and makes billions of dollars.
Yeah.
But usually, your brain has one or two modes. You're either putting on weight or you're dieting. It's hard to do both at the same time, meaning it's hard to clip coupons and worry about the 3 cent stamp hike.
Right.
And go out and conquer the corporate world.
You're saying
psychologically, it's a different switch you throw. When you're buying lottery tickets, when you're worried about the price of stamps, when you're worried about gas going up 4 cents, a switch gets thrown in your mind. You go into storing. You know what happens?
It's like a starvation diet.
Yes. Let me give you a sports analogy that even the great Bonaducci will understand.
Right.
In football, or in basketball and other sports, you build a lead.
Right.
And then what happens is at some point after the first half, it's in the third quarter, you look up at the scoreboard and you go, we're up 24-10. So you start trying to protect your lead.
Right.
Instead of get more, you go into don't get beat. Not we're going
to
crush these guys.
Yeah, play to not lose.
Don't let anyone get behind you. Start getting soft and conservative. Don't let any big plays. Well, that always backfires because the team starts running on you. You're so worried about giving up a big touchdown, you give up 10 yards at a time.
Right.
Next thing you know, you look at the scoreboard. Now you're down. The team is just tied and is kicking an extra point going ahead. Don't go into that saving mode. Go into the crushing mode. Go out in we're going to score mode, not we're going to stop from being scored on, not we're going to protect the lead. Clipping the coupons, that's protecting the lead. That's putting in the nickel package and protecting the lead.
How can you possibly say with a straight face that clipping the coupons is protecting the lead? It's often protecting the lady eating cat food.
Well, you don't have, yes, you haven't exactly lit up the scoreboard if you're clipping the coupons, but the analogy is you flip the switch.
I get the analogy,
you're not marching toward the goal line. You're out worried about getting beat. And don't worry about getting beat. That's what all the 3 cents is. Go out and make your nut and let the little people worry about how much the stamps
are. Speaking of earning money, we got to take a break.
Oh, we got to take a break. Nice. And look, here's the deal. Danny, you make a bunch of money and you tip the hell out of that single mom who's stuffing your waffles with God knows what.
It's bad to do it when you're a single mom. Try being famous and being the waiter. It sucked. Not good stuff. Good stuff.
Always heard you're good and gracious, though.
I was.
We need to take ourselves. It's too bad, though, Danny was the name of character and Danny is your name, because there's nothing more degrading than doing your character name. Hey, Danny, how about another iced tea?
Oh, and not that nice. Hey, Partridge.
Danny
Partridge. But maybe they're talking. A little cold, Mr. Celebrity.
Maybe they're talking about Keith.
Dude, I'll stab you in the face with a fork.
We'll take a quick break. Back with a game that's sweeping the nation, and of course I'm talking about gay walking.
Yay.
Not jaywalking. Our own gay pre-op, post-op, whatever op, Bill, the board op, is going out. He's got his microphone, and we'll do gay walking next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
WrestleMania 23 tumbles into Ford's Field in Detroit on April 1st, and you could be there to witness the Battle of the Billionaires between Donald Trump and Vince McMahon, where one millionaire will go home bald. Just get your scrawny butt to 971freefm.com and enter to win the WrestleMania 23 Guy Getaway, where you can win a pair of tickets to Detroit to see WrestleMania 23. Hell, we'll even fly you there and hook you up with a three-night hotel stay. Powered by the WWE, watch as the Battle of the Billionaires saga heats up on SmackDown. Friday nights at 8 on KTLA 5, the CW. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
I'm Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and I dig sports. The real ones. Golf or horseshoes, maybe a sweet way to catch some rays, but they ain't sports. Ultimate fighting, now that's a sport. Swinging a club is one thing, getting clubbed in the face is quite another. Body surfing, a sport. Drag racing, a sport. It's like this. Sports aren't meant to be dainty and delicate, man. They're meant to put your body and mind on or even over the edge. Some people get that, some don't. Just like some people get Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and some don't. and I'm cool with that. Better to have a few loyal fans than throngs of fair weather ones anyhow. I'm smooth, and thanks to my wide mouth bottle, I go down easy. Listen, if you're going to sip, then sit on the porch and have some sweet tea with your Aunt Ruth. But if you're looking to grab life by the proverbial balls, I've got your back. Just know that some are rooting for other teams and won't cheer your choice. My response? Screw that, and then unscrew my cap. Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and damn proud of it. Drink Mickey's responsibly.
Sally, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Huddy, and Frank.
Here's how I would correct your cousin's tattoo. You don't put the little guy skydiving. Mm-hmm. You don't make it so obvious that someone's like, oh, look, that guy must have went skydiving once. You got to make it, you know, okay, it's longitude and latitude. Obviously means something.
So
now I
want to
ask, what about that place? You know, so that's the conversation starter. If I see a little guy skydiving over it, oh, okay, he jumped out of a plane once. Like
yeah,
the one with the dolphin on her hip.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, you swam with the dolphins at SeaWorld.
Why don't I just get a tattoo that says, tattoo? Has anyone ever done that?
You are so
creative. A very generic tattoo.
No, I don't know if you've ever talked about this.
Steve-O's got your name on his ass.
Yeah, your name.
From Jackass Steve-O?
Yeah. So you can tell people, I've got your name on my ass.
Your name.
Oh, really?
Your name? It's like, I got your name tattooed on my ass. They're like, no, you don't.
I have a t-shirt at home that says your name printed here. Is it like that?
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. The show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 FM.
Adam Carolla now. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank coming up at 10. 97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Larry Flynt proudly announces the completion of a multi-million dollar expansion of his famous casino in Gardena. Larry Flynt's Hustler Casino Los Angeles offers a whole new experience in gaming. Now you can enjoy the warm, plush surroundings of the all-new Crystal Room. Elegantly appointed with lush carpet, crystal chandeliers, and Monte Carlo-style decor, Larry Flynt has taken L.A. gaming to a level not previously seen in California. With this elegant addition to L.A.'s most beautiful casino, there's no waiting for games and plenty of convenient parking. This is the perfect reason to visit and play the hottest games in the nation, Vegas-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Pai Gow poker, and the all-new three-card poker, the fastest and easiest poker to learn in the West. Hustler Casino, positively, not what you expect, and everything you love. It's in Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont, just two blocks west of the Harbor Freeway. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for more information. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live with...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. To help us get ready for our Vegas trip, we sent Gay Bill the Board Op out on the streets of Hollywood to ask gay men questions about Las Vegas that every straight man should know the answer to. It's Gay Walking on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm.
Is this song gay?
No, but there's one called Walking on Kleenex.
There's one called It's Raining Men. And I don't think it's gay. I think it's one of the most fun songs ever.
It's been adopted by the gays, but
yeah,
it didn't start that way. It started
so
as very straight, heavy-set black women who wanted
to get some.
The weather girls.
Yeah, the weather girls. Right. That's right. Wait a minute, Brian. Is this It's Raining Men?
Yes.
Wow, is this sad? This is in your iPod?
It's in your eyes. I can see it.
Bri-Bri's gay pod. Fired up the hep pod. This is It's Raining Men. Why do you have this, Brian? What's behind this?
This better be good.
I have
good.
No idea. Oh. I you know what? It was part of a compilation. I didn't remember even
of
getting
what?
It.
What?
Gay songs?
Disco songs, I think.
But has anybody ever thought this through? Do you have any idea how much it would hurt if it was actually raining men? Yeah. And what you have to make your umbrella
yes,
out
Danny,
of?
Yes, I have thought about that many times. I mean, no, never thought about that.
It's raining men. You know, a construction worker falls off the third floor scaffolding and kills a guy. Raining men would hurt.
Yeah, that's true. I never broke it down that far.
I did the math on this one.
I just realized it was a gay anthem and moved on, but I didn't think about the part where guys were falling off a scaffolding.
At half right. past ten.
Remember, and Margaret fell on that guy? She got hurt, but he got creamed.
Can we move forward? Yes, she fell off a stage in Vegas, yeah. and will be in Vegas. And
I did that on purpose.
I bet you're going to say to Jack Silver, you did. And speaking of Vegas, we have a very special Vegas edition of Gay Walking.
Gay Walking! Gay! Bill wants to know if you know all the things straight guys should know. You're homosexuals. It's time for gay walking, cause you are gay.
Yeah, inspired by Jay Leno's Jaywalking, we sent pre-op, board op, gay Bill out to the street with a microphone to talk to his gay brethren, and we're going to try to figure out what they know. Now, T, who grew up in the Bay Area, knows exactly what they know. I believe she's probably 8 out of 9 or 9 out of 10. Maybe she missed one along the way. I've been getting my ass kicked. I say we should gamble. I got 20 bucks.
I got 20 bucks.
I do, too, and Danny still owes me from last time.
How much?
Adam paid up.
How much?
20.
Right here.
Ah! This will be useful in Vegas tomorrow.
All right, so we got the 20s.
That's why I have it.
We got the 20s out. We'll play a little sample. Do we have a little tease clip?
What did Evel Knievel jump over at Caesar's Palace?
He jumped over buildings.
It was fountains.
It was fountains, but is this gay walking or gay retard walking?
Why? You don't think...
Hear that voice? That guy's injured in some way.
Maybe hurt himself on a motorcycle jumping
maybe
a building.
Rain men on him.
But you would know. Now, do you think most gay guys would know that he was jumping fountains?
I would have said he wouldn't have known.
I would have said he would have known. So I'm glad we did that as a...
I would have said wouldn't have, too. I would have said Evel Knievel, Caesar's Palace, jump. But what are they jumping? I'm not sure. I mean, I knew, obviously, and... because I'm super, super straight. All right, so should we get started?
Yeah.
Play our first one.
In what movie does Nicolas Cage crash a plane on the Vegas Strip?
Ooh.
Tough.
It's okay. Tough because it's Con Air that, while it was a movie made for straight folk, had tons of
hot
sweaty,
yeah.
shirtless, buff Con guys Nick. Chained together on an airplane. I mean, it was as gay as it gets. Guys walking in slow motion on a tarmac in 110-degree weather.
And Air is right in the title.
Yeah, and despite this outfit, I really am straight, and I loved that movie. But I think you won't know.
Won't know, T?
Won't know.
What name of that movie that where Nicolas Cage... I'm going to go won't know, too. We all say won't know.
In what movie does Nicolas Cage crash a plane on the Vegas Strip?
Is it Leaving Las Vegas?
Nice.
The gays don't disappoint.
Yeah.
No, oh, they don't.
All right, so we're both, let me see, Ace, T, and D. Okay, so we're all one for one. Let's go to our next one.
Who did Mike Tyson famously bite during a boxing match at the MGM Grand in 1997?
Again,
wow.
Buff, sweaty, men of color.
And a thing that transcends, if you will, whether you're gay or whether you're straight. As Adam so aptly pointed out, I don't know anything about sports, but I do know Babe Ruth hit 714 home runs because it transcends sports and becomes history.
Right.
Big moment in popular culture. I'm going to say he knows.
I'm going to say it's been 10 years. Danny, what do you think?
I think it's curious because my name was in the paper with this guy yesterday.
Holyfield?
Yeah. Oh, we're about to say the guy's not really on the phone. I went, you just gave it away.
Oh, yeah, scared me.
I'm going to say he does know.
I'm going to say, so two does. I'm going to go doesn't know.
I'm not
confident.
See
if I can score here.
Well, you got to remember, he also did Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, it's true. I don't know if that came up. All right, I'm going dozen. Two does, one doesn't.
Who did Mike Tyson famously bite during a boxing match at the MGM Grand in 1997?
I was living in Africa, but I think it was Evander Holyfield. Evander Holyfield?
Wait a minute. Oh. Almost a technical. He said, "Oh, Evander,
you have to.
I will wrestle you to the ground like Steve-O." Oh, wait, you kicked his ass.
Son of a bitch.
He corrected himself at the end.
All right, yeah. All right. So let's see. Two for two for Bonaducci and Strasser. I'm one for two. Let's keep rolling along here.
And what is a parlay?
You're asking in gambling terms here.
I thought it was that thing where Johnny Depp has to talk to the captain of the other boat because he's demanded a parlay.
I'm going to say he doesn't know.
I'm going to say he doesn't know.
I'm going to go doesn't know as well on this one.
And what is a parlay?
It's when you squat down and you squat back. It's a ballet thing. Pouché, parlay, or whatever it is.
By the way, I'm ashamed of my gaze. That's a plié.
Yes.
And I'm ashamed because I thought you had to bend down to clean your heinies, and that's a bidet.
All right, so you guys are 3 for 3. I'm 2 for 3. We're T, radar, baby. I'm telling you now, we played this game 3 or 4 times. You're probably 12 out of 13, if not 13 for 14. Let's go for our next one.
Which Las Vegas native now hosts a late-night talk show?
Mm.
Oh, wow. This
Wait,
is tricky.
What was the question exactly there?
What? Which Las Vegas native now hosts a talk show?
Late night talk show, I think.
Yeah, not too many people know he's a Vegas native.
We're talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Yes.
But there aren't that many late night talk show hosts to choose from. So even if he had to guess, he might be, oh, this one's tough. I'm going to say doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do the Craig Ferguson math.
Right, you can rule him out and Letterman.
And
you can
know Letterman, and you probably know Leno and Letterman aren't from there. But on the other hand, I would say late night, there's so many cable shows now. See, if he would have said network late night show, I think the guy probably could have done the math. But well, since he just said late night,
you stay with this.
Does Letterman still have a show?
Yes.
Wow.
He's on the 8 o'clock hour. This is uncomfortable.
Does he... stay with the same gay guy? The whole thing is that same gay guy with the weird voice. It's just different random gay guys.
Yes, it is in this case.
I'm going to go doesn't know. As gay-friendly as Kimmel is.
I'm going to go doesn't know. And yes, he is gay-friendly. Doesn't know. Here we go.
Which Las Vegas native now hosts a late-night talk show?
Ellen DeGenerate.
now 4 for 4. Danny. 4 for 4, the Ace Man, 3 out of 4, and we go on to our last question.
Wow. What is the name of the tiger that attacked Roy?
Oh, he'll know Monocore.
All right, you say he'll know because it's Siegfried and Roy.
I feel like he'll know.
All right.
Is it Monocue?
Monocore.
No, it's Monocore.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's
a weird name, but...
Montague is Romeo's last name.
Right.
Right. That, I'm going with...
and Capulet.
Which was the name of the orangutan, I believe.
I'm going no.
You're going no.
Going no.
Yes.
Even though I bit another Mo, I'm saying no.
Well, good. You two have split. That means we're for sure going to have a winner, and I was hoping you'd go with yes and yes so I could go no to see if I could scratch myself back in. Wow, this is tough because he's gay and it's Vegas and all that stuff. But on the other hand, on the other hand, it is a very queer, pardon the pun, name. I'm going to go same guy. Are we talking the same guy?
See, I asked that and you looked at me like
that guy was out of it.
It's a different guy this time.
Okay. Uh-oh. I'm going to go with yes.
All right, even though there's a good chance this contestant actually had sex with Roy, I'm still saying no.
Oh, sure. Better than none.
Come on. You know this.
Here we go.
What is the name of the tiger that attacked Roy?
I know this one.
Come on.
Was the white tiger and his name was... It was like Humperdinck or something.
Oh,
some
you
70s
fairy.
Name. I don't know.
Bonaducci.
Here you go. Yeah. Here's your 20 back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Game's getting very expensive for the Ace Man. You know, I don't care about the price of stamps or gas, but this gay walking is killing me.
Yeah, all this, $20 would only buy you like 4 or 5 gallons. All of a sudden, he's upset.
Right. All right, and that was...
Gay walking.
Because you are gay. La, 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 la.
Do we really have to play that outro? Outro.
Is that game new since I've come on the show?
Yeah.
It's my absolute favorite. It's so funny.
It is solid as Sears. And Bill, you do a wonderful job out there.
Yes, nice work.
Thank you.
In your element. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll come back with the news. T.
Yes, well, this leads in smoothly to something in the news. A man at LAX had something in his rectum. He said it was there not as a electronic, not as an explosive device, but to relax him.
Bill just thought he could sneak on.
Sure.
What was that device?
All right.
I'll tell you.
Well, I like a cocktail, but maybe he misinterpreted that. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the news on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
I feel bloated today.
You look bloated today.
Thanks, Frank.
You know, every time my girlfriend say I feel fat, I just agree with him. It's the only way to shut him up.
That's kind of rude, isn't it?
I wasn't telling you to shut up.
Yes, you were, in a roundabout sort of way. You
shut up, shut up, shut up!
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Now I'm insulted.
Good.
KLSX.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
Drive home with Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
I listen to Tom Likas because he's the voice of all men.
He makes driving home from work fun.
I don't give a rat's ass how you proceed.
I graduated Likas 101, man!
Likas 101, it's a way of life.
Oh, yes.
I'm wanting to go to one of his listener parties because I heard you like signed breasts.
Baby!
Likas makes me want to flash the entire 405.
Oh, really?
Tom Likas. Weekday afternoons.
Oh, yeah, baby.
On 97.1.
This is KLSX Los Angeles.
SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by McDonald's new Angus Third Pounders. Beef lovers rejoice.
Tired of totally uncool websites designed by dicks?
I hate this website. It was designed by dicks.
Then check out the totally alternative website for totally alternative people. SmashMyFaceOnTheKeyboard.com.
Hey, Happy Man, where the f*** is it?
Simple. Just smash your face on the keyboard.
Right, I get it. But what are the goddamn letters to type, you happy f***ing clown?
There are none. Just smash your pierced, contusion-filled face on the damn keyboard.
Right, here goes.
SmashMyFaceOnTheKeyboard.com. The totally alternative website for people who can't say the word alternative.
Why can't you say alternative?
SmashMyFaceOnTheKeyboard.com.
What about smash my cat on the keyboard?
Another fine product from Stab Wound Industries.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. That was the funniest freaking thing that ever happened, right? Right? All right, so it wasn't. Calm down, geez.
I'm thirsty. Where's my beer? This is your Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip. With professional sports watching season in full swing, the men of the square table assembled this morning in their glass decision-making cube and passed another important man law. It states, if a man gets up to retrieve a Miller Lite from the fridge, he is obligated to ask, who else wants one? This landmark decision was celebrated by lazy couch sitters around the nation, including Scott Reese.
For years, I've had to actually get my own Miller Lite. Even though someone was just at the fridge, now it's over.
Ow!
After passing the While You're Up Man Law, the men of the square table included an addendum stating that if a man is getting another man a beer, his seat is automatically saved, even if it's a leather recliner with built-in footrest and cup holder. Seems to me like the square table has done it again. This has been a Miller Lite Man Law Update. I'm Carl St. Philip.
Brought to you by Miller Lite. For great taste, there's no debate. Miller Lite. Good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Danny, and I want to tell you about Earl Scheib. Now, who else, when you think of Earl Scheib, thinks something like the Ron Popeil of paint jobs? I know I did. But as Adam was just saying, if you buy a keg of beer, it's $50. But when Dodger Stadium buys a keg of beer, it's like $20. Same thing with Earl Scheib. Can you name any other place that'll paint your car? And by the way, I didn't know this, but they do like dent repair and dings. If a shopping cart hits your car, they'll take that out for you before they paint it. They painted my pride and joy. My everyday car is a Nissan. That's how I get to work, because the 67 GTO breaks down, but I don't care. I love it. I took the car I love to Earl Scheib, and I got it painted. And to my surprise, and I'm ashamed to be in such a snooty, I'll turn my nose up at something like this. Paint job started $259, and my car, my GTO, is beautiful. Collision shops, free estimates, get into Earl Scheib, give them a chance, go, wow, they might be better than I thought.
Hi, everybody, I'm Dick Vitale.
The Tom Likas Show, kind of like Viagra for your ears, except they don't get big and hard. Unless you want them to.
Oh, it looks awful.
97.1.
Stupid me.
Free FM.
Hey!
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
Tomorrow night, the Adam Carolla Show is live in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel for the Miller Lite Rockin' Racing Weekend, featuring Miller Lite NASCAR driver Kurt Busch, the number one Asian big boob queen Minka, 40 of the hottest strippers in Las Vegas, and Carrot Top. Show up for your chance to win $50,000 in Carolette, presented by Salsa Tequila. One spin on the roulette wheel and $50,000 up for grabs. And the show will be rebroadcast Friday morning, fueled by Sauza Hornitas Tequila, TravelWorm.com, Subaru, and Miller Lite. Now back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Go down, so let me get this straight. Fueled by Sauza Tequila, and then right into your Subaru, everybody.
That's exactly what I heard.
That's what I heard, too. I heard drink and drive.
That's what we recommend, shall we?
It sounded like it to me. All right, T, what's going on in the news, baby doll?
Who's number one?
Minka. I mean, I don't know.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Who is number one?
Minka. Yesterday, Scooter Libby, that's Big Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, was convicted of lying and obstructing an investigation. Here's the story. It centers around the way the Bush administration handled intelligence reports about WMDs leading up to the war in Iraq. Back in 2003, Joseph Wilson, a former U.S. ambassador, wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times. He called out Bush for using faulty intelligence to justify the war in Iraq. Now, his wife is a woman named Valerie Plame. And after Wilson wrote the editorial, someone high up in the Bush administration decided to get revenge on Wilson by declassifying some intelligence that revealed that Plame had been working as a covert CIA operative. This gave up Plame and everyone with whom she was working.
Shrewd.
Yeah.
Yeah. look, again, I always say, T, if it don't make you money and it don't make you happy, don't do it.
Strategery.
Somebody did this because they were basically PO'd and they were looking to get snarky and get back at somebody.
That's
that
right.
Had done. And there's a lot of stuff you do in the name of, I'm going to get back at you, but then that lands you in jail because somebody punches you, you punch them, and while you're getting punched, a cop watches you do it, and you get thrown in jail.
Yes.
If it's not going to make you money and it's not going to do anything for you, don't do it.
My sister has kept a revenge list since junior high school, and she's only a couple of years younger than I, and recently added more names.
Since junior high?
And she will get
surreal.
Them someday.
It's like, kill Martha Johnson on a Hello Kitty notepad from 1972.
Well, you've heard that, you know, being angry at somebody or holding a resentment is like them living in your mind without paying rent there.
Close enough.
I like that.
I think the one Carrie Fisher said was, holding a resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die.
Yes, exactly. Seems like a waste of time. And for Scooter Libby, speaking of time, he's facing 25 years in prison and a maximum fine of $1 million. His next hearing, June 5th.
Well, Big Dick Cheney could not be reached for comment because he was addressing the Black Caucus.
But can we reach Big Dick Gobbler, who I think is suing on copyright infringement, as I heard?
Well, we can talk to John Edwards, a presidential candidate. He was asked whether, and I think this is going to be the critical question in the coming months, whether Vice President Big Dick Cheney should resign over the leak. Because here's the thing, Scooter Libby was his top assistant. So to assume that Cheney didn't know that any of this was going on, well, it's a big question. So here's what John Edwards had to say when he was asked whether or not our vice president should resign over the Valerie Plame leak.
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, at this point, I don't know the facts. I don't know precisely what his involvement is. He was not charged with a crime. He's not been tried before a jury. He's entitled to a presumption of innocence until that happens. But I think that what we know from this investigation is that the American people need to know how far this goes.
Well, it's one of those things where they have to fire the general when the army does something because either you did know and you're not saying anything or you should have known.
It's the captain of the Titanic.
Absolutely. Right. And in fact, they spoke to some of the jurors in the case, and many of them, at least one, said that they felt that he was a scapegoat and that it went even higher and that others should be on trial.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Well, either way, they got, a few more months, and then this whole nightmare will be over.
But this is important, because if I go out and commit a felony, and it's unfortunately happened in the past, I think Corolla has to resign.
That's a decent point.
Okay.
By the way, President Bush does have the power to pardon Scooter Libby.
Yeah.
So on his way out, he may very well do so.
Don't mess with Texas.
Closer to home, in fact, here at LAX, our airport, our international airport, a man, a 35-year-old named Fadel al-Maliki, an Iraqi national living in Atlantic City, was trying to board a flight at LAX. He had an explosive device, so they thought, at the airport. The good news is, it was not, and he turns out to be a harmless guy. But the weird news is where he was keeping this device. Federal agents, or TSA agents, did a full cavity search when they found that in his rectum was a half-inch magnet wrapped with a piece of gum in a napkin coiled with wire and some kind of round polished stone. Again, all of this was in his rectum.
It's called a Wizinator. I have one in me now.
That's a lot of stuff.
Well, he was questioned, and what he said was that this device was used to alleviate stress. I'm not sure how that works, but it caused a lot of commotion at the airport, and they must have found...
magnet.
Yeah.
A lot of people are into magnets.
Right.
There's that bracelet they sell on TV.
Yes.
It's ugly and heals you from cancer.
Thank God Evel Knievel can play golf again.
Right.
Because he has that magnetic bracelet on. And, you know, they do that sort of math. They go, your blood is 20% iron, and that iron is attracted to, and your whole, okay, it's all that's fine, except for nothing really works, except for not being depressed or crazy. This guy's nuts, obviously. He has a magnet. He has gum. He has a stone.
Yeah, round polished stone.
Oh, I thought you meant Keith Richards.
Keith Richards was in his butt. And then what else? And it was all
wrapped with a piece of gum and a napkin.
And so he's obviously
anal MacGyver.
Yes, he's clinically. The guy's clinically insane.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's sad for him. Yes, obviously, but also for the people who had to make an emergency landing in Vegas because his bags were on this flight, which was heading to Philadelphia. So they had to land it in Vegas.
You could do worse than Vegas.
It's true.
You know,
a good point.
Could be stopping in Fresno for 9 hours instead of Vegas.
You know
you
what?
Can gamble right at the airport.
Right. There's also a smoking section.
Not only is there a smoking section, it's a smoking petting zoo. There's a glass.
There's a glass thing, and it's the giant version of the smoking helmet. It's the smoking aquarium.
Yes.
Wow.
We had a field trip there when I was in junior high. Look at all the smokers, Mommy.
Look, they're mating.
Don't feed them. Do not feed them.
Mommy, yeah. That one smoker threw its feces at me.
It's great. It's great at airports. We have smoking aquariums where you get to go watch people smoke. Through 3 inches of Lexan.
For the few of you that you will know under parents, exactly this. It's smoking Nuremberg.
Yes.
That's exactly what it is.
Guy pulls up in a tram to your right. Now, what you have is in north. That's a north. Now, oh, a very rare spotted. We have a red-haired Bonaducci over there. He's smoking. Yes, question. No, three cigarettes at once is considered more than most. Most are smoking. Now that we have the business smoker, we have the domestic smoker. Here's a European smoker. They're docile. Mating season, 12 months out of the year. As a matter of fact, Bonaducci's now. Yes, look. Look, he's on top of another smoker.
Sir, why do the smokers sound like that?
That's a mating call. It's called a whooping hack. It's a hack. Yes, we feed them twice a day. We've also placed a vending machine in there where they can buy diet beverages and more cigarettes. Honey, please keep your hands inside the tram, sweetie.
Sir, why do some of the smokers smoke menthols?
Those are an African, indigenous to the African species. They're from the continent of Africa. That's about all I'll say because I've been reprimanded by my supervisor. Yes. Any other questions before we move on to the duty-free zone?
How long do these...
pardon me. Danny Bonaducci, duty-free. That means you too, buddy. Put that down. Put
you.
It down.
Sir,
yes.
What's the lifespan of one of these smokers?
Oh, wow. Well, they can go, depending on how much they smoke, they can go anywhere from about 45 years to about... Danny, how old are you now?
Yeah, 47.
About 47. About 47 years of age. You can pick up at the gift shop, we can pick up a commemorative ashtray. All right.
Back to Al Maliki.
It is true. Like, look, please let these smokers die with dignity.
Thank you.
Please. Do we have to put them on display?
There's no, like, vent or anything. It really is the smoking helmet. It's really, it looks like a bad day in Frisco in there.
Danny, are you in here? Yes, buddy. I'm about two clicks from the front door. To the right. To my right. Are you facing me? Danny, I'm going to make a clicking sound. You follow. So warm, on, no, cold, oh, no. Oh, you're on fire. Yes, stick your hand out. Yes, you can't see the people that are in there.
Well, speaking of things you can't see, the guy with the device up his rectum he was released. Charges were dropped. So I guess they found that he was guilty of nothing illegal.
Once in a while, they catch somebody for something, and then it turns out it wasn't the thing they were looking for. I would still like to keep an eye on these folks.
Oh, I'm guessing he's on a list. You know.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, American Idol was last night. The guys sang.
Speaking of guys with things in their butts.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Casey's on line one. It says, took smoking area out of airport.
Oh, no, Danny.
No, they didn't.
Casey?
Yeah, it's totally gone.
Don't tell me that.
Which airport?
The Vegas airport.
McCarran?
You can't smoke in Vegas anymore.
How long ago?
They have a smoking cage, though, right?
They have a cage.
No, you can't even smoke anywhere
inside
the airport.
You can't enter the octagon, the smoking smoke-a-gon, and light up? No?
Wait, I'm in a panic.
Hold on a second.
How long ago do you claim this happened?
Let's see. I fly here twice a week from Sacramento. It's been gone for, I don't know how long. Probably a good couple months, at least.
I haven't been there in a couple months. I can't fight it out
with this
guy.
Devastating.
What I can do is panic. Because when I'm standing in that crazy zigzag line, by the way, somebody who passed me the first time has figured out that I'm the guy from the Partridge Family, and then passed it down the line.
Times,
so the next time I passed, you know, it's a lot of conversation, and all I can think is that smoking room.
Mm.
You're killing me, Casey. You're killing me.
He's just a messenger.
Mike?
Yeah.
You work security at a casino?
Hey, Adam. I'm waiting for you guys to come out. Hey, Danny, man, they got all the New York smoking laws in effect out here. You can't even smoke in the bathrooms out here now.
Wait a second.
So can you smoke a beer while you're playing blackjack?
What's that, honey?
Can you smoke at the card table?
You can smoke at the card table, but you can't smoke in any bathroom, at any in any of the restaurants, anywhere.
Well, you only smoke in the bathroom because you can't smoke out on the floor of wherever you normally are.
I smoke in the bathroom of every airport.
Right. Now you don't. You don't have to. Look, we're about to do the show tomorrow night from Mexico, if this was true.
I've been fined in my radio lifetime, when I worked in high-rise buildings, I've been fined collectively $6,500 for smoking, and it was
inside
worth
the building. Yeah. Oh. All right, T, sorry about that.
No problem. So Blake Lewis is the beatbox guy on American Idol, and last night he sang this... they were making fun of me this morning because I kept calling the band 311. 311.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Nobody in American Idol evidently knew.
It's also the code for drunk and disorderly.
Oh, it is? Yeah. You got a 311?
Oh, is that what it was? I thought it was a pot smoking thing.
Well,
I might be wrong, but a lot of the guys
that's
I know at AA have it because they were kids when they thought it was funny. It's the name of a band, and it's also a drunk and disorderly.
Yes.
Well, here's Blake Lewis doing All Mixed Up by Drunk and Disorderly 311.
All mixed up, you don't know what to do. They sing you turn around, you got a person, it's you. Thought it might be the thing, and you know this will pass. So just get off of your... That is the guy.
The judges loved it because it's contemporary, and the male contestants are really obviously dividing into two camps.
Mm-hmm.
Very in the closet. And then very not.
It'd suck if you're in 311 and you had a hit with this song 8 years ago and you have to have everyone on American Idol, so-called music experts, sitting there going, I never heard
that
this song before. Hey, T.
Yes?
Do me a favor. Let's break the news in half. David Alan Greer is, I think he just arrived. But what I'd like to do is, because I do love your news, and we went off on our smoking and... poopinator jag for way too long. Yeah.
I'm almost done. There won't be much more.
But let's break it in half, or maybe we'll leave the last quarter. Why don't you give us a tease, and we'll come back and finish that
one
off.
Well, I'm going to play you something else good from Idol and something awful from Idol.
All right, so we'll be back with that, and Dag is here as well next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM. Tom Likas. Free to say what you're already thinking.
But don't continue dating somebody because you can't get rid of them.
You say, okay, we're going to break up after this trip, and then they make another trip.
Oh, that's what they do. I'll bet she's already bought you a Christmas present.
Tom's birthday present's coming up.
Right after your birthday, she's going to say, honey, you're not going to believe what I got you for Christmas. I already got it. I got your thing. I got your present. And they keep hoping they're going to get the engagement ring as their gift. You have to dropkick her through the uprights. Give yourself a birthday present this year.
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM. 97.1 Free FM presents The Story of Dick, an orphan boy raised by radical feminists in the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, isn't he lovely? He's a beautiful boy.
Let's remove his penis.
Oh, yeah, who needs one of those?
Dick grew up thinking women ruled the world.
I really admire that Hillary Clinton.
Until one fateful day when he stumbled into a live Likas broadcast.
We are live and we're going to be signing racks.
What in the world?
You and the big frilly shirt. Come on up here. Here's the Sharpie. Time to become a man, son. Am I right, guys?
I love you, Tom. I finally feel like a man. Rub that steak all over me.
Who rules the planet now?
Men rule.
There you go, dear.
Unfortunately, upon leaving the Likas broadcast, Dick was chased by a pack of wild dogs directly into the Pacific Ocean, never to be seen or heard from again. The moral of our story? Don't be a dick. Listen to Likas.
Don't rub steak on your chest either.
Right you are.
Tom Likas. Weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Are you sick and tired of women taking your cash and not getting anything in return?
Well, we have something you've been wanting, but didn't know you can get.
Something very, very tempting.
Are you listening?
Good. And so are your potential clients. I'm Christina.
And I'm Michelle. And we have the power to make your phones ring, get people into your place of business, and help you brand your company.
We're the marketing gurus behind the radio advertising you hear on this radio station.
We have a proven track record in growing businesses through radio advertising, online web marketing, event promotions, and sponsorships here at Free FM. Does that sound about right, Stephen?
Hi, this is Stephen Altamirano from Wings Realty. Ever since we've been advertising with 97.1, our company's productivity has increased, and we've gotten better results than we've ever expected.
So, if you're ready to take control of your business and increase your profits, now is the time.
Check us out at fmradioads.com.
That's fmradioads.com.
If it's 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 KLSX. 97.1 FM. SoCal's FM talk station.
Yeah. Dodge Ram trucks. They got a Dodge Ram challenge. You know that commercial with the Rock'em Sock'em robots? Truck beats the robot. By the way, that's my kind of viewing. Whatever's playing after that, I want to see that. You don't see that on Oxygen. See, I see a commercial. I see a chick running down the beach in slow motion with a little wind chime music in the background. I move on, but I see a robot getting its ass beat by a truck.
You know the man show's on next.
I'm staying. That's right. We'll see a rerun of the man show. Dodge Ram Challenge, I should say, featuring the Rock'em Sock'em robots. You got a chance to win $9,000 worth of prizes, or you can win a Dodge Ram Laramie Quad Cab 4x4. What do? You go to CBSSportsLine.com/Ram Challenge, and you win, baby. CBSSportsLine.com/Ram Challenge.
Longest lasting based on RL Polk & Company vehicles in operation. Registration statistics 1986 to 2005. Durability based on longevity. Rock'em Sock'em robots used by permission of Mattel Incorporated. Copyright 2007. Mattel Incorporated. All rights reserved. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the 15 United States and DC. 18 or older. 19 in Alabama and Nebraska. Void where prohibited. For official rules and details, go to cbssportsline.com/Ram Challenge.
For years, Southern California FM radio catered to people with an uncontrollable urge to dance.
I gotta dance! Oh!
And ignored those with the irresistible urge to talk.
I gotta talk!
Then, 97.1 was born.
You people are just sitting here and you don't even care! Don't you people have anything better to do with your effing time?
Soon, the entire Southland was relieved to learn that they could stop dancing and start talking.
Let's talk! I have the whole bleeding lot of you!
Like the other radio stations in town, we asked people who work for us to pretend they were satisfied listeners. Here's what happened.
Stay away from me! No, leave me alone! No!
It's the best variety of talk from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. What the hell does that mean?
Sometimes I find myself talking along out loud in my car.
You know, I've seen you do that, and it's very scary.
KLSX 97.1 KLSX 3 FM Los Angeles.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Pepperdine University's fully employed MBA program is the only two-year part-time program of its kind in Southern California to be ranked among the top 20 business schools for return on investment by Forbes magazine. If you'd like to earn an MBA from one of the most highly regarded business schools in the world, call 1-800-933-3333 for more information. Pepperdine University's prestigious Graziadio School of Business and Management, where the real world of business is mastered.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show. Oh, this ought to be good.
I think it's because I didn't have a carry-on. Come on, look at me. Do I look like a terrorist?
Well, terrorists are usually strange-looking little guys, so...
Yeah, but come on, I mean, look, I'm just an average guy, like I'm from the Midwest or something.
Perfect disguise, pal.
Yeah, I would strip search you, too.
Really?
No, not in a million years.
Damn it! 97.1
Free FM.
Incredible.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser. Recently, with Peanut, the phone screener.
Can I do a shout out to my babies?
Well, I'd like you to answer.
Can I do a shout out to my babies?
Well, we hired you to answer the phone.
I want
to
do a shout out. Hey, Ray Ray. Hey, Tay Tay. Hey, Ina, Mina, Queena. Hey, I got ones I ran out of names. They 1, 2, 3, and 4. And my four sets of twins. Hey, y'all. Hey, Mama's on the radio.
David Alan Greer on the Adam Carolla Show.
Dag is here, which should mean Peanut is in the house as well. Great to see you, David Alan Greer. We have many things to talk about with you, but what I'd like you to do is to hang out and sit in while T mops up her news, and then we'll get into David Alan Greer.
Teresa, she's got a lot to say. There's things going on all around this world that Teresa and her ass are gonna talk about. Teresa's got the tea. Yeah.
I love it when you sing to me, Dag.
Anytime, baby. I'm jealous. I'm mad at you. You go do your news because you were flirting with people yesterday. I don't really, you know. I'm
Michael
really
Madsen?
Why you say that name?
Why'd you pick him?
Why'd you say that name?
You know, else?
Picked him, snatched him out the
like,
air.
Like that, I heard it.
Like he's in your purse. We'll talk about this off the air. Go ahead.
Well, David Alan Greer, I'm very excited for your new primetime show, which we'll get to in a minute. But for now, this other little thing called American Idol. Was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, American Idol, you know, it's on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And last week, it was the number 1, 2, and 3 show.
Are we going to need to create an eighth day so we can run more American
Idol Day?
Yes.
Yeah, it's true.
Ides Day or whatever we're called, Idol Day, and that'll be it.
The show is a killing machine. I mean, anything that's put up against it will die.
I feel like every time I throw my hands up in the air and say, what is with fill in the blank, whether it's Eva Longoria or American Idol or NASCAR or Mountain Dew, whatever I throw, or Sunny Delight, whatever I throw my hands up to the air and go, what is with this? It shoots right to the top of the charts.
Because you put a box on it.
Yes.
Well, I'd rather enjoy Idol, I have to admit. Last night,
well,
the guys
as they narrow it down, yeah, it does get better.
Getting
three
good
nights of it is. He's right. Yes. Because it's just getting so time consuming. 24-hour fitness where I go,
yes.
I need them to be 25-hour fitness now. I just don't have the time.
For the more American Idol, yes.
Well, I'll tell you, the results show is more padded than the bra I'm going to be wearing in Vegas. And that's a lot.
Well,
you don't
sad.
Need an hour to tell me which four people are going home. But this guy I don't think is going home. His name's Chris Richardson. He sang a Keith Urban song called Tonight I Want to Cry, and I've never heard a Keith Urban song, but I loved it.
Yeah.
Do you have Chris Richardson?
I thought that being strong meant ever losing your self-control, but I'm just strong enough to let go of
just
my
drunk
pain.
Well, Dag, you're black. You have an excuse. But we're white, and every time I turn on the TV and I see one of these stats, like Keith Urban and Kenny Chesney combined have sold more records in the last 20 minutes than the Stones, the Beatles, and Beethoven. You're like, what planet do I live on that I wouldn't recognize Kenny Chesney if he was standing, if he was beating me with his cowboy hat?
Right.
I would be yelling, "Stranger, please stop!"
Yes, there was a gun to your head, and I said, "Name one Kenny Chesney song."
I have no idea. But then he sells out 80,000 seat soccer arenas.
Three nights in a row.
It's like, what is there? I know there's the red states and the blue states, but is there a red planet in a blue planet?
Well, I thought
there
were just states. Who was married to who? Kenny Chesney was married to
Renee Zellweger.
Was for like
and
a week.
And Keith Urban is currently married to Nicole Kidman.
Absolutely.
It's so funny because I can name stuff their wives did.
Mm. And who do you think is crazier, Zellweger or Kidman?
Ooh, that's tough. I'm going to go with Kidman.
I'm going Zellweger.
Really?
Yeah.
As I think a representative of the lunatic community, I don't think either of them really qualify.
They both seem nuts.
They are nutty.
They're well shielded. You wouldn't know. I saw Renee Zellweger up close once in a store.
How was that?
No comment.
Yeah, she told me she saw Damon Wayans. I said, no, that was Dag.
Damon Wayans.
Well, here was the worst performance of the night, according to the judges. This kid, Sanjaya Malakar, I think he's the youngest. He's 16.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the weird thing. When you watch it, you're thinking, this is the weirdest thing. He's got this crazy long hair, and they had flat ironed it out.
Please go down to Jack Silver's office and take a look at his 17-year-old.
It looks just like Sanjaya.
Same dude.
Oh,
the
no.
same dude.
Well, when we were
I'm saying, telling you, go. Somebody go on a run.
Idol looks kind of
Angie, go to Jack Silver's office and go find me a picture of Sanjaya Jr.
He's a little, Sanjaya's a little on the effeminate side. And this morning, phone screener Kyle and Angie and I were discussing Idol as we do every morning. And we were talking about how awful Sanjaya was. But then when you just listen to it, it's not bad. It's something about the visual kind of ruins it. Here he is.
He's willowy.
Yes, here he is.
And he looks like our boss's son. Mm-hmm. Nice career move.
Waiting on the world
to change.
Didn't
say it's bad. There's nothing wrong with the way he looks. When they own
the information, it's not bad when you hear it. You like this, Dad?
I kind of don't like it, because it's really gay. You have to have a vagina to sing this way. Don't like it.
Oh, the office is locked.
Oh, no. You know what, Adam, though? I think I've seen the photo, and I think I'm going to agree with you. There's a similarity.
Oh, wait till we dig that out of that office.
That's a meal ticket, peeps!
If we're going to go ahead and admit stuff, I had no idea the picture of the 17-year-old boy was actually related to him.
Oh, no. Wow.
So, hey, high five. Yeah. Well, got a hot young girl.
Now, I know this is your favorite song, but do you want to play for us the Idol judges?
Yes, and listen, Jack Silver, if you're getting PO'd and your Volvo wagon on the way in the studio, let me say this. This is not an indictment of your son.
Good-looking kid.
I am saying he just looks exactly like the kid and is probably the same age. Now, we'll pull
16.
A picture out of his office when he opens it up and we'll see.
Dude, are you gay?
Or if Frank comes by from Frosty Honey and Frank, we'll just get the wallet size out of his and take a look at it.
Let's take a listen to the Idol judges on Sanjaya.
Look, Sanjaya, the good news is it wasn't as ghastly as last week. So there's a positive. I'm just finding the whole hula hooping, the Paula hairstyle all a bit weird. You know, and at the end of the day, look, you're obviously popular, which is why you're still here. But based on the fact, as we've said a million times, it's a singing competition, it wasn't a very good vocal. But maybe it's your hair that's keeping you in. I don't know.
What?
Well, something is.
Ghastly is great. You know, it's a great English one. You know, we call people cretins. It's been a while. They call it cretin.
Ooh, I like that.
Cretin.
There was a cretin in the lift.
Get some aluminium, and I'll beat that cretin over the ghastly head.
In some cartoon movie with Billy Crystal as in the voice of an alien gets called a cretin, and he said, listen, if you're going to insult me, get it right. It's cretin.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they do cretin. My stripper girlfriend from England used to call me cretin every once in a while.
Well, there were lots of cretins. There were lots of cretins and cretins on To Catch a Predator last night. We are going to break down the game footage of that later in the show. But for now, a little bit of Chris Hansen catching predators.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
Meanwhile, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. You, CNN.
Come in, I got some sweet tea and some Toll House cookies. I'm going to go get a load of laundry out of the dryer.
Look, when you're coming over to a chick's house, you drove 400 miles and she's got something to do right when you show up.
That's weird.
Anytime someone who's standing at the door turns their back and walks into another part of the house and says, walk in, don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
You're naked.
Well, in
defense of
these men.
You've got a cat and a bowl of Cool Whip.
In defense of these men who get busted, I can't tell you how many times on the first date I came over with my sweatpants. No drawers. On, and baby doll goes in the kitchen, pook, butt naked. You know?
I love
good stuff.
The guy's wearing a tank top with gravy stains on the front of it. He's wearing cut off sweats and one flip flop, and he has a 15-year-old he's trying to impress.
A guy last night had 800 rounds of live ammo in his car.
I can understand that.
Yeah, me too. David, she's fast.
Freeze! Stop running away from me! I'm loading my gun!
David Alan Greer is here. Usually when he shows up, mysteriously Peanut, our phone screener, shows up. And Peanut is a little upset because she feels like she should be going to Vegas.
She's late this morning.
Why?
She wouldn't get in the car. She was yelling and screaming.
She's mad at everyone here because she wants to go to Las Vegas with the show. And we told her Peanut had to stay behind.
Yeah, we don't need a phone screener.
Yeah, we don't need a phone screener.
Well, talk to her. I don't.
Well, put Peanut on the phone if you could, then. Peanut, listen, yes, this...
I don't crack lowly.
This is your boss. This
How
is
you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hi.
I've asked you not to eat on the phone,
you know,
by
what?
The way.
I don't, you know,
Yeah, you're supposed
listen,
to answer.
Listen, I need things to be said.
Right.
I know y'all looking at me. Yes, it's a black eye that I have.
Right. Okay. Yeah, somebody hit you?
I was slap boxing with one that said the twins, you know. And,
your kids.
Well, they snuck me one, and mama had to take them down. You know?
I see. They tried to coincide you.
Yeah, okay, my knuckles are a little scuffed, so I can't really answer the phones like I do.
Okay, but Peanut, I'm not interested in your domestic problems. What I am interested in you doing is answering the phone and not saying hi or hello or this is Peanut. You're supposed to answer it 97.1, KLSX, Free FM.
What?
I need you to answer the phone, Peanut, and you can't go to Vegas because...
Oh, wait. Now, why are you doing that?
Because
Adam, look at me.
I can see...
Adam, look at me.
I can see you.
Adam, look at me.
I see you. Wow.
No, I don't like to raise my voice.
I can see that.
Adam, look at me.
Shocker, she has a black eye.
I can see it, Peanut.
I'm laughing, but I'm crying on the inside.
It's Pagliacci again.
I got two... new pair of flip-flops from DSW.
Uh-huh.
And I'm ready to go.
I understand, but we're not taking everyone in
my
the building.
My friend D can come.
No, D
I
can't.
I won't bring my kids.
No, you can't bring your kids.
I split my lotto winnings with you because they ain't announced a winner.
You understand?
Peanut,
we're not bringing...
92 lotto tickets last week.
I know, you're waiting to hit the lotto. I'm assuming you didn't win since you showed up today.
Oh, no, because they didn't announce the winner.
Well, I'm just going to go out on a limb.
Perhaps it's... They perhaps could be a winner.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to need you to do.
I'm
a couple
buy
things.
Flip-flops.
I'm going to need you to cut your nails because you can no longer handle the phone.
I'm going to get me an answering lady that's going to answer my phone.
Peanut, I wouldn't count on you winning. I need you to answer our phone. And
hopefully,
I need you
hello?
To...
Hello?
Okay.
Who is this?
This is me.
Hey, who is it?
I don't want you answering the phone that way, Peanut.
Okay, how you want me to answer?
I want you to say good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling, Kayla.
Thank you for calling,
No. Thank you for calling KLSX 97.1. How may I direct your call? All right, let's try it. You got to pick up.
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hello.
That was on FZTV. Can I take you?
No, that's not how what I want you to do.
Let me try again. I'm under stress.
Okay. If you're all stressed out, that's something.
I'm stressed out.
Okay.
Hey, let me take my flip flops off.
Okay.
I'm going to get into it now.
Okay,
let's focus now.
Mama's
here. Ooh, my pager went off. Hold on. Ooh, that's needy. Can I use your phone?
No, I need you to answer our phone.
Okay, all right. Hello?
Hello?
This is Peter. That's a radio place where you know.
You're at KLSX.
Yes, I am.
No, you say that to me.
No, that's... Hello?
I want to talk to Jack Silver.
Just a minute, please. Who's Jackie?
No, his name is Jack Silver. He's the program director.
I will put you on hold,
his kid
please.
Looks like he got
you
kicked off Star Search.
I'm trying to tell you I'm putting you on hold.
Okay, don't give
no,
me...
Don't raise your voice at me. I'm trying to be... I came up in here to try to be... Now my lip is sweating. No. You abusing me. You don't respect me. You trying to tell me what to do. I got a newsflash, Mr. Cracker Rolly.
Well,
slavery is over, okay? My people have ascended, okay? Don't make me get Al Sharpton up in here.
No,
I
listen.
I will answer the phone.
No, Peter.
Union Ruth.
Now,
hello.
Now, listen.
Who is
this?
This
is nothing to do
hold,
with...
please. Goodbye. And when I win the lottery, Adam, when I win the lottery, you will see who is top of the game. It's going to be Peanut with a P. Okay?
All right. Well, look. I know you're... far be it for me to argue with 300 pounds of Lee Press-On nails and kissing potion, but I'm...
Adam,
yes.
Stop. Let's stop the man.
All right, well, you're not going. You're not going to Vegas. Is all I'm saying.
All right,
Peanut.
I can understand that, but you ain't even answered. You know, I sent you a Valentine's card.
Yes.
It was that bottle of Mountain Dew with the little thing on it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't even read it.
I saw it. It's just my wife doesn't, you know.
No, what did it say? It said, I want to do the do with you.
I'm flattered,
be
Peanut.
Be my Valentine's.
No, I understand, Peanut, but you already have
love
nine
Peanut.
Kids. Do you need a 10?
I have seven kids. Now, see, right now, I'm getting swole up now. Don't dispute my shit. Why you?
I don't want to swell you up
what?
Or sweat your limbs.
Excuse me, what?
I know you have
excuse
a lot
what?
Of you have a lot
you know
of
what?
Kids.
You know what? It's a short walk. It's a short walk from this hallway to the parking structure.
Oh, no. We're not stepping outside, Peanut.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, Peanut.
Oh,
stop.
I got pictures from the last time I done took you down, and you tapped out real quick, man.
I didn't.
Oh, you tapped out real quick, man.
I had gone to talk. I wasn't prepared for a physical scuffle. Peanut has 110 pounds on me, and I was talking to my agent on a cell phone when I was blindsided. Okay. So it was hardly a fair fight.
Hey, thanks for putting up that chin up, Bob.
Okay, baby.
But Danny keep using it. I can't get my flex on.
We need to take a break. Peanut.
Hello?
Okay, you work on it. Okay, work on answering the phone. We'll be back with David Alan Greer next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
On Monday, March 12th, Danny Bonaducci will be hosting the March on Stage benefit for Music Rising at the Hard Rock Cafe at City Walk. Get your butt out there and meet all 51 contestants from the Miss USA pageant and hear the tunes of Gretchen Bonaducci's band, the Mudflaps. And if you want to hang out backstage with Danny and Gretchen and all the beautiful Miss USA contestants, just go to 971freefm.com. You might win VIP passes. Music Rising is a charity set up by The Edge from U2 to replace instruments lost in Hurricane Katrina. Now you don't have to worry about all those trombones that blew into the ocean. For more info, go to hardrock.com. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Everyone dreams of being wealthy. Now stop dreaming and start doing by attending this seminar, Creating a Legacy of Wealth, hosted by the one and only E. Cruz, Saturday, March 10th at the California Yacht Club from 10 till 2. You'll gain the valuable information you need to not only acquire wealth, but maintain it for generations to come. You'll also learn how to buy your first property, how leveraging can create the path to freedom and prosperity, and even discover how to save for retirement with only a small monthly investment. Join E. Cruz at Creating a Legacy of Wealth on Saturday, March 10th at the California Yacht Club from 10 till 2. It's at Admiralty Way in Marina Del Rey. This seminar costs just $29. To find out more, call 310-649-2028. That's 310-649-2028. Or log on to primetimereal.com. That's prime, T-Y-M-E, real.com. Take your first step toward financial freedom. Call 310-649-2028.
Now, more things that are free in Southern California. Smog. Traffic.
Piece of crap.
Cell phone dropout.
Hey there. Hello.
Love that. Okay, an earthquake every once in a while. Wildfires. Oh, don't forget mudslides. Slow speed chases. High speed chases. Stupid people. Oh, and of course, 97.1 Free FM.
As Madge the manicurist once said, we're soaking it.
So what is Free FM?
Free.
You know what I'm saying?
An awesome mix.
Awesome mix of personalities.
Regularly scheduled programming.
That's not regular.
It's not regular.
It's not regular.
And never programmed.
Never programmed.
Never programmed.
The past.
The present.
And the future.
It's now, baby.
An attitude.
An attitude.
A permission slip.
And all access packs.
It's just free.
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 And free.
And free is good.
Is good.
You know what I'm saying?
97.1 Free FM.
Are you an aerospace engineer who wants to be part of the future of defense, civil, and commercial space? Then don't miss the Aerospace Corporation's Engineering and Technology Job Fair, Wednesday, March 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 2350 East El Segundo Boulevard in El Segundo. The Aerospace Corporation has exciting opportunities in communications, electronics, ground networks, systems architectures, performance modeling, sensor engineering and exploitation, and software engineering. For more than 45 years, they've operated a federally funded research and development center, applying the highest scientific and technical expertise to our nation's space programs. If your passion is the pursuit of excellence in aerospace, science, engineering, or information systems, join them. There are no limits on how high your career can rise. Call 800-249-9004. That's 800-249-9004. Or visit them at aero.org. And remember the date, Wednesday, March 14th from 3 to 7 p.m. at 2350 East El Segundo Boulevard. They have space for your imagination.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Well, we're going to Vegas tomorrow. Peanut has to stay behind and answer the phone.
That's not fair.
Okay, let me finish this. Travel Worm is taking us out to Las Vegas. They're the official travel. Peanut, please get that phone.
Huh?
Through Travel Worm, you can stay in Vegas starting at $33 a night. Hell, that is cheap. Palms starting at $79 a night. It's a beautiful hotel and casino. We'll be there. Travelworm.com is where you go to get the greatest airfares, hotel accommodations, even tickets to all the shows. Again, I'm not trying to rub salt in the wound, Peanut, but you won't be going to any of the shows. You won't be utilizing Travelworm.
La, 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 la. I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
We'll be using Travelworm to go to Vegas.
I hate you. Adam Carolla, I hate you.
All right. 888-321-WORM. That's 888-321-WORM. Or go to travelworm.com. And if you go there and you mention my name, Adam Carolla, you'll get 10% off travel. That's right. Peanut, perhaps you go to travelworm.com. You mention my name, Adam Carolla, and you get 10% off.
You know what? You know what you can go to?
Oh, okay. Now, listen.
It's very hot wherever it is.
I'm just trying
And all your evil friends are going to be there, Adam Carolla.
Carolla, 10% off. Peanut, let's talk off the air.
No, we don't talk all right.
Alaska Airlines is offering double...
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always live responsibly.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
You listen to Likas.
I listen to Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
And I listen to Tom in the afternoon because he talks about the issues that I really care about.
I listen to Likas because of Likas 101, baby.
I've been laid about six times now because of Likas 101.
Guys who listen to FM talk meet hot chicks.
Likas 101 all the way, baby.
Tom Likas is the chef, baby.
You know that, I know that, and the American people know that.
Drive home with Tom Likas.
Weekday afternoon.
And we're not done yet.
97.1. Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show, and now, an editorial from Slippery Slope Guy. Today's topic, legalized gambling.
Should people have the freedom to invest their hard-earned money in games of chance? Sure, but it's a slippery slope. The next thing you know, the referees are calling defensive holding on the Rams, and you're into a guy named Sal for 12 large, and you're pimping out your daughter to keep your legs from getting broken, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
That was Slippery Slope Guy. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
David Alan Greer in studio.
Sorry about Peanut.
Yeah. Keep her outside the studio if you could, Dag.
All black people don't like that.
Dag's got himself a new TV show. Thank God you're here. It's an improv show.
Yes, indeed. Of course, everybody hasn't agreed to do it.
Well,
some people a little too busy in their little radio worlds.
I wanted to do it. And then they wanted me to come down for 2 days instead of one day burn up a Saturday. It's an improv show. Whatever. I've done so much goddamn improv in my life.
Really?
I'm going to burst. Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, we're friends. Let's do an improv right now.
All right.
Oh, person, place, or thing. I'm a person, Dag. You're a thing, a friend. And we're at a place, a radio station. Uh-huh. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Dag.
Man, I like you. You're my best pal. Why don't you do me a favor?
Right back at you, brother.
Yeah, right. Just go ahead and say no.
Anything for you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, scene. Whatever,
except
Adam.
Except for a
whatever.
Crappy improv
scene.
Show.
Scene.
In improv, you're always supposed to say yes. You taught me that, Adam.
Yes, and.
No.
Yes,
exactly.
And. Call my agent.
Yes, and. Not no but.
Oh, you know, it was one of these things where I just talked to my agent and I said, yeah, I'd love to do it. But then they wanted me to come down on a Saturday. They always want you to come down. And wait around too long, and I said, wake Dag up and tell him I'm making a fine excuse.
Dag, tell us about your show. It sounds like it's going to be very
fun. I'm going to do it soon.
It's an improv show. You get well-known people and radio personalities. Mm-hmm. When we can't get the top-tier stars.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are scared of improv. Well, that's what.
No, people have really been signed up to do it. So
who's been on so far?
Well, Alanis Morissette was supposed to go, but she got a strange illness, so she didn't show up.
Really?
Yes.
There we go, Dave Coulier.
Yeah, Dave Coulier has not. I would like to get them both on at the same time.
Coulier could do it.
Wayne Knight was on. Jennifer Coolidge from Best in Show.
Oh, she's funny.
She does all those movies. Yeah, she's from the Groundlings.
She does.
Yeah.
She does. Who else did we have on? We had Brian Posehn from Sarah Silverman Show.
Now, how does it work? They told me you just walk out into a scene.
Well, now, here's
right?
what happens. You come in. We put you in a room. We put you in a costume that you have not seen. You come on stage. We kick it for a little bit. You open the door, and the first word you hear to every improv is, thank God you're here. You could be a doctor. You could be a knight. You could be a mountain climber. And you really don't know. There's an ensemble of actors around you. So it's really fun. The audiences really like it, and I get paid a lot.
I'm sorry.
I care about it.
When do you premiere?
Sometime in April. Why the details?
Wow. So people can tune in. You're supposed to be promoting it.
I'm an artist, really.
April 9th. He's also a lover, Teresa.
I know.
And he loves Teresa Strasser.
I do.
Mainly because she's white, but also because she's attractive.
That is not it. I tell you who'd be crying if I got in your skivvies.
Me?
You would be, Missy. Yeah.
You know what it would sound
like? Oh, that hurt.
You know what it'd sound like if Dag made love to you, sweet love to you?
I'm
curious. Well, this is after two or three Jello shots. Come here. Don't you run from me. Come here. Huh? Don't look at me. Oh, my God. Don't look at me. Oh, my God. Oh, Teresa.
How can I resist?
He's narcoleptic.
I'm going to go wash up.
He's on top of you, so that's the problem. You can try to wake him, but sometimes that'll anger him.
And here's the thing, he's not a small man. That's
I'm
not a man lying on top
all
of you.
The right place.
You know, it'd be funny if the phone rang and you reached over to the nightstand and you answered it, and Dave was like,
Ozone.
T, where are you? What are you doing?
That's happened.
T,
that's
are you
happened
home, T?
Times.
I'm right here.
Well, why can't you talk?
I'm pinned down.
What's going on?
Oh, baby, hang on.
Oh, he woke up.
So you were jealous of my conversation with Michael Madsen yesterday.
Not so much of him. You've been seeing people.
A person.
And you didn't get him up?
What?
You didn't get him up, baby?
Not yet.
Do you mind if I just jump in? I'm getting upset about this, too.
Yeah.
It's been 11 dates.
11 dates.
At some point,
and two mixtapes.
You're not a decent, wonderful woman who holds out for the appropriate moment. After 11 dates, you start to be kind of a freak. And any guy that would wait that long is starting to be kind of a freak.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. This is me after 11 minutes on the first date.
Yep.
So what we going to do? What you got for me? Don't talk.
Well, Dag, I'm not really ready. Do you mind
talk.
If we...
Okay. Do not talk.
But baby, I don't...
You can either talk about it or be about it.
But I don't really know you.
Because it's about to go down.
Okay. Dude, I'll deal with it. You're good.
You're not too.
Yeah.
Am I grabbing you too hard?
Maybe a little.
Oh, still.
Ouch.
Why you pulling away? Why you don't look at me?
And we're still in the restaurant.
It's 11 minutes in. I haven't even had two Jamesons yet.
Can I get another glass of Merlot? Yes. Always after my first dates, the next day is like, beep. Hey, Teresa, it's David. I just want to... I feel so ashamed about last night. I'm sorry about the police and everything. Did you get my shoe, though? Because I don't know where my shoe is. And as soon as I come back in the state, I just want to apologize personally.
Now, you get offended every time I say you're clinically insane, right?
That's
what I'm saying! You are nuts.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
He and Amoroso went head-to-head at the Playboy Mansion.
We are dating. That was the Crips and the Bloods and a drive-by at the Playboy Mansion.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. We were flirting. We have been dating ever since. She is a wildcat.
Did she put out right away, 11 minutes?
Did she put out? She put out, and I put it right back.
David Allen Greer in studio. We're going to ask him to hang out because he's so fantabulous. We have some To Catch a Predator news coming up. It was on last night. We broke down the game film. T has all her highlights, so we'll copiously weave through that. David Allen Greer, Thank God you're here. The new show, yes. NBC, April 9th.
Aspen Youth Experience this Saturday.
Aspen Youth Experience. We'll talk about that and we'll do To Catch a Predator next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Discover it.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank, is my tongue blue?
It looks like a big blue snake. Is mine yellow?
The old Skittles standoff again.
Here, Frosty, chew this.
I'll pass, thank you. That color can't be edible.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1
Free FM.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
Ed writes, Tom, I'm in a serious situation. I'm 34 years old, and I have been living with a woman for about 4 years now. She is still married and refuses to get a divorce. All right, strike two. Want strike three? Here it is. I have had a child with this woman. Problem is this. Wait, problem is something else?
The Tom Likas Show. Weekday afternoons at 3.
This is KLSX in Los Angeles. SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com.
Blasting on air.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by the Anaheim Ducks. Call 877-WILD-WING or go to anaheimducks.com.
Idea what was going on in my pipes. Doesn't really sound right. But it turns out that I had old galvanized pipes and they were almost completely rusted through. I found this out because the people from Pacific Coast Copper Repipe came and they did a free consultation and they showed me that my pipes were just about rusted through, which means at any point they could have burst. I could have left for a few days, left the house, and come home to a flood. Now I have endless hot water. I have no disgusting rust in my water. And I have the confidence that my pipes are copper and they're new. So if you don't know what's going on with your pipes, you should call Pacific Coast Copper Repipe. They'll do everything for you. They'll pull the permits. They make little tiny holes in your wall, and then they patch them up nice and pretty. All their work comes with a lifetime warranty on the workmanship. Financing plans are available, and all of this can be done in a day. That's what they did for me. They repiped my entire house, my Koreatown mansion, in one day. So give them a call and have them check out your pipes for free. 1-800-556-PIPE. That's 1-800-556-PIPE. Or check them out online at PacificCoastCopperRepipe.com.
Southern California's FM talk station.
How about we give these people their dignity back and call it the Slut Barn?
97.1 Free FM.
Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
So what you got, Frosty?
Well, there's a couple things in the newspaper.
Yeah, Frank's been on the damn computer for an hour.
Oh, show prep, huh?
No, more like addicted to porn.
Damn it! Why can't we get DSL in here? They can't download anything!
Well, what did you expect, huh?
I could have a nipple here.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
KLSX. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's that time of year again, fatty. You overindulged all through the holidays, and now you're full of resolutions about getting in shape again this year. Well, this time, there's a solution that will help you keep your resolution. Fatburn.com. With Fatburn.com, you can eat the foods you like and exercise the way you want, all with the personal guidance of a qualified Fatburn coach who will give you the basic tools and must-know information to understand your body and achieve your weight loss goals on your terms. And best of all, it's so convenient. You can check your progress from any computer any time of the day. Log on to Fatburn.com right now and take the virtual tour. Memberships start for as little as $3.75 per week, and there are no contracts to sign and no forms to fill out. Get started today with Fatburn.com and start getting in shape on your terms with a program that fits your lifestyle, your schedule, and the foods you want to eat. Take control and live your life your way. Fatburn.com.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
Have you ever seen our show called To Catch a Predator?
Now, just in case you haven't, here's a recap on the Adam Carolla Show.
Sad realization while watching last week and skipping rope. Now the show's been on the air for a while, people come in, the Predators come in and go, oh, I've seen the show. It's you, Chris Hansen. And as I mentioned before, more pedophiles have seen To Catch a Predator than Carolla family members have seen The Man Show or Loveline.
That doesn't seem right.
Not a great,
but
not
the Predators
great.
Do love it in the way that arsonists love a fire.
Wow.
They're obsessed with it.
Yes. You know, arson is classified as a sexual crime.
Oh, it is?
Yep.
Is it?
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, because that's...
I know why that is, because it's hot. It
becomes a fetish. David Alan Greer in studio. You know, he's not just about making fun of black people. David also gives back to the community.
I certainly do.
He goes to the tough streets of Aspen, Colorado, every year. The Aspen Youth Experience. Yeah. What is that?
Some of those kids don't have their own Uggs, Adam.
All of them. These are in crisis kids from all over the country that are brought to Aspen, and then they're mentored by other kids who've gone through the program, and it's a great, great organization. They all of them go to college. They come back, and they help the other kids. I've been involved
Where do you get the kids?
And from all over. New York, you could get them from Albuquerque, all races.
Black kids on snowboards.
Racist friend. You know, it's all colors and creeds.
Mexicans. I'm sorry.
Well, Native American. I'm in this room. You know what I see? I don't see black or white because there's not a lot of black in here. I see a lot of pink. That's not a race.
How can people help out with
cross your legs, please.
Sorry. How can people help with this program?
Well, Teresa, what you can do is drop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the weekend that you think you got planned. Get on the plane with me, and it is on like some popcorn!
Well, where are we going?
We're going to Aspen, baby.
Any man that can pick up a chick by doing the Humpty Dance? Pretty impressive.
Yeah, you can get involved. You can buy a ticket to the charity. You can donate to the organization, Adam, Cheapy Chopperton.
All right, I'll donate.
And don't send another set of rims like you did last year.
Well, those can be sold for money.
Adam will donate. He did. Yeah,
he donated
one of my causes.
NASCAR jacket.
People love that.
And a picture of himself. No, Jimmy kissing. That's not good.
I will make a generous donation.
Why did you stutter?
Experience. Whenever I talk about parting with money.
Oh, interesting.
All right, so that is a David Alan Greer.
Guess who's being honored this year?
You.
Look out! Who told you? Who's he screwing? Adam, you read me like a book. I came in here and I didn't want to tell anybody. You looked right in my soul and you said, David, you're being honored by a very prestigious organization. I don't like to toot my own horn. But the only other black man they've honored was Evander Holyfield. Oops, kudos to me.
And
the kids, the little kids are helping.
I heard the keynote address is going to be delivered by none other than Maya Angelou.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
She'll be introducing Dad.
Mm-hmm.
The eccentricity of this year's honoree sings from my soul like Gatorade from the heavens. It quenches the thirst we have in our niptitudes. Freedom. David is an angel.
Oh.
God is lonely today because one of his own has left home. David Abelia.
All right, enough now, about we got to yeah, we got to catch the predators.
Yes, last night Chris Hansen was in Florida trying to catch them internet predators.
You're naked.
Perverted justice goes online. They have decoys pose as teenagers and they catch predators. Last night, let's talk about Predator David Demers. He teaches video technology at a trade school. He was emailing a 14-year-old girl who he thought was a 14-year-old girl. She was actually a decoy. He sent the usual picture of his penis. And then
the usual?
They always send over a picture of the junk.
Almost 100% of the time. And then they had a chat. And here is a log of that chat.
Then a class in sexual positions 101. Missionary is the first one. Doggy style is the second one. And when the girl asks about group sex, he describes it in graphic detail. Simply put, one guy has his in her mouth.
Oh, jeez.
The other guy has his in her.
Oh, dang.
I love teaching you. It's so fun.
So that guy was busted.
I'm the only guy watches and gets disgusted by these guys. I get angered at them for different reasons. You're trying to pick up a 14-year-old by faxing over a picture, your dork, and saying what you're going to do with it on them. Start talking about Justin Timberlake in jeans, and then you go over there and the raping begins. That's how you do it.
First of all, if you're going to send the picture, draw Hello Kitty on it.
Right.
With a Sharpie.
Have you ever sent a picture of your stuff over to some girl you were really trying to do?
I actually put mine on a stamp. I'm old school.
She sends it back. This is a form.
Life size.
A form pick. This is not personal.
Yeah, the thing is here's how you know it's a trap for all you predators out there. When you're talking to a 14-year-old about raping her with a traffic cone and she says, "You're making me hot," that means it's a setup. Because I don't care how effed up you are as a 14-year-old girl, even if your stepdad was raping you from the time you were born until 10 minutes ago, you still don't want to see a picture of the guy's dork and talking about three-ways and all that stuff.
Now, what about a 14-year-old boy? Would you go about picking him up any differently?
I'd go a different way. Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's hear how Predator Lance Fine went about it. He's a waiter. And he believed he was chatting with a 14-year-old boy. And here's the conversation they had online.
I'd so love to get beaten up by you and be your toilet.
Well, I can't do that over the internet.
Fine says he'll bring alcohol and describes graphically how he wants the teen to have sex with him. But he also suspects that Scott might not be a real teen.
But this could be a trap and I could go to jail.
Nah.
Well, the thought did cross my mind, but damn, you're pretty.
Somebody needs to, and a second camera crew needs to confront the parents of the predator.
Yes.
You're cruising for 14-year-olds. You'd like to be used as a toilet.
How would I know that?
Nature or nurture. I'm putting a silencer on a 9mm pistol right now. Now, would you like to do it yourself? I'll let you have the dignity of putting it under your chin and doing it yourself. I mean, God forbid, my little sonny Oh, my little sonny. If somebody... If I turn on the TV, I had to, just to get... He wasn't crying until I put a cigarette on his foot. I had to get it for his good radio. Danny came over and burned him. If I turn on the TV in 30 years and I see him trying to pick up a 14-year-old boy and asking him to use him as a toilet, I will fall on my sword.
Right.
Nice.
Yes.
By the way.
Well, what about if you brought the young man to your house and said, Dad, this is the man of my dreams. I'd like to use him as a toilet.
Dave? Yes. I'm very open-minded. I'm liberal. I'm an
That's
atheist.
That's the Adam I know.
But this is your cue to do your vomit sound.
Oh, my God.
I will not be your machine, mister.
It's okay.
I am not some...
Oh, jeez.
That's what it would sound like when he brought his boyfriend home.
Is there any point in life when consenting adults can engage in that activity?
Yeah,
or do they have to die too?
If it's in Germany and it's being filmed, that's fine.
Just guessing.
Well, I wouldn't want to rob you of this magic moment when Chris Hansen, I like to think of it as when Hansen attacks, because the predator shows up and he thinks he's about to have sex with a 14-year-old boy. Now, they're on a pier in a beach because they couldn't get the predators to come to the house. Word got out amongst the predators online. They were warned. So now Chris Hansen is on a pier at a beach, and and there are cops underneath the pier.
Yeah.
The guy gets suspicious.
And they're all fat local guys from, like, North Carolina, and
it's their
time. The reason why they tackle every one of these guys that are heading back to their minivans is because these guys haven't done anything except for bust kids for stealing bicycles for the last 20 years, and now there's a camera on him.
Yes.
That's why the morbidly obese, what looks to us like a rent-a-cop with a bad red mustache, goes diving on the poor pedophile.
Well, Chris Hansen first approaches him, and he's got his beach look, his sunglasses, and he's got the huge chat log in his hand, because he always has to refer back to the chat log.
What's going on?
Just out riding around.
Hey, is that you right there?
That is me.
So then you would be the one who had this chat online, then?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lick your blank. Sure, if you want to lick it clean. And how old is the boy that you came to see?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, if a guy at the beach, if a guy in Bermuda shorts and hirachis walks up to you with a 3-ring binder, you get up, pick up your towel and your Ziffy board, and you haul ass out of that.
Well, a final note on that guy. The Hard Rock Cafe in Orlando says he is no longer employed there.
Oh, that's prejudice. What he does on his own time is his business.
Now, quickly, Predator Todd Spikes was very, very, very scary.
Is that his real name?
Yes.
Hello, Predator Todd Spikes.
Predator Todd Spikes drove 350 miles. By the time he got there, the Predator house was empty. The crews had gone home. The cops had gone home.
And let me tell you about what guys can do with a boner.
Oh my God.
I guarantee the weekend before, his mom said, could you pick me up from the airport? Oh, for the love of Christ, it's 9 miles as the crow flies from my apartment. Mom, could you hail a goddamn cab? But honey, I have luggage. Sweetie pie, the pickup truck, it's about 9 miles to the gallon, and there's no effing way I'm picking you up Saturday. But 350 miles when you got a boner? No problem.
This guy's 41 years old. He had been chatting for a month with who he thought was a 13-year-old girl. A month, right? So he shows up and everyone's gone. Now, finally, someone tips them off because he calls from a payphone. I guess he didn't want to use
his cell
phone.
Did they have a date or something? Or did
you
just say,
they've been chatting online and he just, you know.
But he came to her house in the middle of the night, a 13-year-old's house.
Yep. Is it her house or his house?
He came to her house thinking her mom wasn't home because that was part of the chat.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't supposed to show up. So the police snapped into action. Now, I'm going to play you a chat between this guy, but I should first tell you this. It turns out this 41-year-old predator is a police officer. And this is how he was chatting with who he thought was a 13-year-old girl.
You're only 13?
Damn, you're a little hottie.
Hi, and thanks.
When the decoy tells Spikes she lives with her mother, Spikes says he could become the mother's boyfriend, come to live at their house, and have sex with both of them.
Nice. I'm sure we would have time alone.
Ew, but then you would have my mom's germs on you.
I'd wash off before.
Spikes also tells the girl he wants to watch her perform oral sex on another man. The decoy is curious.
He knows what he likes.
Where are you going to find him?
Probably the mall, or maybe on here. But the mall is a sure place.
Just walk up to someone?
Sure.
You know, I was wrong about the mall. I used to complain when my wife would say, come on, you're coming with me. I'd be like, no thanks, sweetie, but I've turned the corner. I could be hanging out on a bench watching the guy play the piano, and an off-duty cop could just come up and go, hey, you want to go to Florida and get a Hummer? And I'd be like, all right,
count me in.
Yes.
I really admire the reality of this whole thing. I thought that was a real chat.
I did, too.
With the typing in the background.
Did you ever notice that the bait chick sounds a lot like Angie, our producer? Angie, come in here, Angie.
She tasted like champagne.
Come in here, Angie.
The bait chick sounds like Angie, the singer from Idols, and looks like our boss's
kid. Hi, Dad. Do you have my mom's germs on you?
Can you speak in I am language, Angie? Sure, what would you like me to say?
Oh, come on, sound. So shave a few years off, baby. Let's go. Here we go. Over here, Angie.
Oh, sorry.
You just act natural.
How about this? Are you a virgin? Would you like me to touch you? Are you a virgin? Would you like me to touch you?
Mm.
How is that? Pretty close.
Where are you going to put that thing?
Too good. Go get some Kleenex. Yeah.
Well, here, this cop brought a lot more than
she
condoms.
She tastes like champagne.
He brought a lot more than condoms, although, of course, he brought those. Here's what else the cop brought.
After we actually took him out of the vehicle, he advised us that he had firearm on him.
That firearm happened to be a snub-nosed revolver in his front pocket, loaded and ready to fire. But there's something else.
He also had a badge, which says he's an officer in Alabama.
Outside, the officers searching his SUV make another startling discovery. An arsenal of weapons, including this military assault rifle that was leaning on the passenger seat, ready to fire.
When cops go bad, when they go south, they go further south than any civilian.
What was he
going to
do with all this? He had a loaded gun, a revolver in his pocket. He had
that was ready to fight.
See, I checked that too. The one in his pocket, okay, but the assault rifle leaning up against the door, ready to fire, is not ready to fire unless there's a human near it.
Well, if it's loaded, you don't have to say
a gun loaded. With a bullet.
Ready to fire.
Ready to fire.
Well, that will come out fast.
As if that wasn't disturbing enough, this is perhaps the most disturbing of all the predators. A familiar face showed up in Flagler, Florida, and this is what happened.
Now, the problem with all that is that I know that you were chatting online with a girl who said she was 13.
13! She said she was 12!
Jack
I'll kill that lion bitch!
She gave you directions to come over here.
She tried, but the Jackman doesn't need directions. My compass is always pointing north. Although now that I see you here, it's a little more like South by Southwest.
Then I show him these pictures he sent. Naked pictures.
Oh, yeah, I remember taking those.
Is that you, these pictures there?
Look at that. Mighty, slightly curved, majestic.
Then I remind him what he told the girl who said she was 13. And you say, sleep on your back and open them wide open. Open. What did you mean by that?
What do you think I meant? We've been over this before. Jackman has been very clear. I have a huge unit. Jackman is hung like a paint can. A splotchy, dented, rusted paint can. That, from time to time, needs to be shaken vigorously by a Mexican down at the Home Depot.
Before you do that, I need to tell you something. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I know! Hansen, we have had this conversation no fewer than 7 times in the last 2 months. You guys keep using me on your little program, I'm going to start demands and residuals. You'll be hearing from my agent. Okay.
He then called Chris Hansen Brosif, and that was the end of that.
I went out with a Brosif.
Chris Hansen sounds a little soft, doesn't he? He sounds a little gay.
Yeah, and he does.
He's all man.
You're naked. There's a 14-year-old girl. You're chasing a cat around. You've got Cool Whip.
That's my absolute favorite.
Well, I say we go out while we're on top. David Alan Greer.
Literally.
The Aspen Youth Experience.
Yes. I want to thank Chris Dunham from Sessions and Flow. Those guys always support us.
They do.
Very important. Unlike Adam Carolla.
And a worthy cause.
Thank God you're here.
Yes. And my one word to Adam in parting.
I hate you!
David Allen, right back at you, brother. Thank God you're here. NBC, April 9th.
Get your hands off of me!
Take a quick break. Great White. David Allen Greer's favorite band, Great White. Tina, pick up the phone.
Huh?
Great White is coming in here.
That's
next.
My voice. Was I here, voice?
Peanut, I know you're probably not a fan of the 80s hair bands,
yes,
but this band kicks ass.
The Whispers. I love them.
No, this is Great White.
The Deophonics.
They're going to come in here. They're going to do an acoustic set. They're not
a
black band.
Who is talking?
They're not,
that's
they're
Adam Carolla.
Oh, it's not R&B, Peanut.
Are you
talking? Yes. Their name is actually Great.
Oh, no, no.
Great White. They're coming.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm just saying that.
Is this Adam Carolla?
It's Carolla. Great White is in there.
I'm taking my earrings off. I'm taking my earrings off.
No, please don't take your earrings off.
The flip flops are going down.
Take the flip flops and the earrings off.
Oh, I'm going to break a press on off.
Oh, no.
In your rectum. I'm coming to get you, Adam.
Great White.
That's a short walk.
Next.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Okay, by now you know that The Adam Carolla Show is heading to Vegas for a live broadcast from the Palms. But what you might not know is that when the show is over, the party's just beginning at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. So join Adam and the crew at Scores from 11 till 1 a.m. That's where they'll be celebrating the release of the 2007 Scores Adam Carolla Show calendar. That's hot. And what's on the calendar? Duh, Hot Chicks of Scores Las Vegas. Your night of partying with The Adam Carolla Show in Vegas is powered by the elegance, gorgeous girls, and superior service at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. And of course us, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey, once again, Danny Bonaducci. Here is the deal. I want to talk to you about best funding. Here's what happened. You know, I talked to this guy, and you probably heard the station, and heard a lot about ravings going on about Fernando Perez and the best home funding loans, and he's trustworthy and all that stuff. Well, I did a little investigation because I put the people's names in my MySpace. So if something bad happens to you, an experience of a commercial I endorsed, you can call me personally. So I did a little, I talked to the guy, I had lunch with the guy, I met his family. You know what? I know what church this guy goes to. Okay, I know Fernando Perez, and he's a best funding. He started it in 1992. Here is the number: 1-888-549-1010. That's 1-888-549-1010. Because you shouldn't have to pay more for a home loan or refi just because you don't have good credit. That's 1-888-549-1010. I know a lot about this guy. I'm a pretty good judge of character, having none myself. Call him.
Conway and Whitman. They're on at night.
You're LA's cool. Filled. The Southern California is filled with idiots like you.
No. This is the checkout where
you
no, I can't take it anymore. Your boyfriend has to take it. Are you married? Are you married?
I'm not crazy. Don't ask me any of those questions. It doesn't matter.
Are you married, baby? You can't possibly
matter.
Be married.
Honestly, that's
you probably
really
live
true.
An isolated life down
really
in Long
true.
Beach. You probably
that
have very
honestly,
few friends. You're probably doing cocaine. You're probably doing cocaine. Kevin Federline. Nobody has accomplished so much with so little.
Yeah, that guy, I tell you something. I think that this guy could be, I'm going to say it. I think he'd be Jesus Christ. I think he may be the Son of God to be able to accomplish what he has accomplished. He may be the second coming of the Messiah.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
If you work or have worked for a company that copies software illegally, that company is breaking the law. The Business Software Alliance is offering rewards of up to $200,000 for qualifying software piracy leads. Join a growing number of people who have received rewards from the BSA for reporting software piracy. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com. Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $200,000. Call 1-888-NO-PIRACY or visit nopiracy.com.
The Adam Carolla Show, starring Adam Carolla,
Danny Bonaducci,
and Teresa Strasser on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM Talk.
Tim Conway Jr. here for Santa Monica Subaru, man. Now, everybody knows that Honda and Toyota are reliable vehicles. But did you know that 96% of all Subarus sold in the last 10 years are still on the road? That's reliability. And reliability you can check out at Santa Monica Subaru. The Subaru Impreza received a 5-star safety rating. By the way, that's the highest rating you can get. And the new Impreza Special Edition comes fully equipped with premium sound, Also a power sunroof, climate control, and more horsepower than a Civic or a Corolla. You want even more horses than that? Check out the WRX. Comes with 227 horsepower. How about the STI? 293 horsepower. Wow. By the way, the friendly, knowledgeable staff at Santa Monica Subaru will be happy to show you the great features that come standard in a Subaru. Take the Santa Monica Subaru Challenge. If you drive it, you'll buy it. Santa Monica Subaru, 13 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard there.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
I want to tell you also, generally we do not discuss politics. You will not hear the following words on this program except by accident, the words Iraq. You will not hear the phrase Fox News Channel. You will not hear the names of anybody who's on the Fox News Channel or anybody in the Republican or, for that matter, the Democratic Party. We don't care. We won't talk about that stuff on the show.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM. The Tom Likas Show. It's just like a men's locker room, but without all the naked guys running around.
Our show is a little different.
97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Tonight, on Secret Twin Brothers of the Loud and Famous.
Hello, shoe shopper!
From Temecula.
Ow!
It's Elmer Likas Affordable Footwear.
Oh, God!
Now, here's your brand manager, Elmer Likas.
7 minutes left in the moccasin sale. This is not your regular shoe store. No!
Tell us about you and Tom.
Well, as boys, we used to sneak into the outhouse and pretend it was a radio station. Elmer and Tom's Toilet Talk.
How did you end up in Temecula?
First, I decided to become a right-wing wacko. Then I ended up a convicted felon.
What about the shoes?
Oh, that. Well, it's a great way to peek off women's skirts.
Really?
Really.
One has a show.
I live in the city of Los Angeles.
The other, a shoe.
Can you sign my instep?
Not if you're wearing panties. Not.
Meet Elmer Likas, Tom's forgotten twin.
Do you care?
Ow.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser with the band Great White on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, Great White in studio. Jack Russell, Michael Lardy, and Mark Kendall all here from the band. I think Great White was proposed to us about a week ago, and Dawson, Stoner Dawson, the engineer, popped up and said, those guys play Led Zeppelin songs, and it is absolutely amazing. And I thought, oh, all right. Well, that sounds like a good time. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
And we are going to hear a Led Zeppelin song today?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
And is that... Now, you guys are going to be performing at the Key Club tonight, 7:30, by the way, for VH1's Metal Mania album release party, along with Tesla, Queensryche, Dokken. Is metal having a little bit of a renaissance or 80s metal? It feels to me like I'm hearing more about it and seeing more about it than I was 10 years ago.
Well, you know, I think, at least in my opinion, I mean, this kind of music, it's like you're trying to, people are trying to deny a whole generation of their music. I mean, I think people just want to keep hearing that. It was a great time. You know, I don't care what anybody says. If you missed the 80s, you missed out. That was a great time.
But it strikes me that it's like a lot of things, which is during the 70s, everyone was like, hey, cool, it's the 70s. And then in the 80s, we all took a rape shower. Like, I can't believe we wore those bell bottoms and hip huggers and thought all that stuff cool, and then in the 90s, it has a renaissance. It becomes cool again. So, wouldn't you say this is sort of happening?
Well,
like,
sure, everything's cyclic, you know? I mean, everything comes around again, you know? I mean, if you wait long enough. I mean, and I think that's cool. I mean, I think people just get sick of one thing, and I think the nostalgia factor. I mean, I know for me, listening to, like, Zeppelin albums or records of that ilk, you know, of that genre, I mean, that brings me back to my, you know, high school days and, you know, my backseat of that one car with that one girl, or, you know, it just, it brings back that good feeling. And I think for a lot of people, they want want to relive that again. Now they're married. They got, you know, 2.2 kids. And
yeah, you don't tell that story, right? You're from Great White. You know that time you're in that car with those 8 girls? That's how you tell a Great White story. I've seen you guys play in Philly, man.
That's funny,
yeah,
man.
The one's been,
you know, it's funny because I'm so glad you're here. You were one of a huge inspiration to me, I swear to God, when I was a kid watching the show, you know. I wanted to be like you, so it was cool.
Do you know how many real live musicians tell me that? I mean, all the time. Kurt Cobain in his very last interview said that I was a huge inspiration.
Oh, totally. Totally.
It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah. Watching you play the air guitar on TV was an inspiration.
Because they were children.
We thought, you know, I had the records, you know what I mean? And I'm thinking that these guys are all playing, you know, except for the drummer, because every time he's like, that's not where the cymbal crash is. But everybody else seemed like they were doing their own thing.
Sort of like a NASCAR driver saying Speed Racer was a huge motivating factor.
Well said.
I want to put a chimp in my trunk.
And those two horrible kids.
Spridle and Chimp. Yeah, Spridle and Chimp.
All right, chimp. Scary little bastards both.
Sorry. We didn't do as many drugs as you did. Don't punish us.
You didn't know how to get them. But you guys, we were talking about, Adam and I happened to be talking about it, and Teresa, this morning, that hair bands got that label and then became, and in my opinion, it happened exactly when Pearl Jam walked on stage. That was the moment it happened. Then everybody went, oh, rock and roll doesn't wear spandex. I was just saying this morning, Motley Crue, one of the world's greatest bands. I had the best time. The hair bands is just such a rude way to put some great rock and roll, in my opinion.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, I do. I do think everyone got lumped into.
I still dress like that. Look at me.
The guy covered. Yes,
I have, man.
He had dust never gathered on his dazzler.
Damn right. I did this last night.
Yeah, days never stopped. But yeah, I feel like Great White and a lot of the other bands we're talking about, and some of them are going to be with you tonight at the Key Club, you know, Tesla and Queensryche and Dokken and bands like that, they all got lumped into this umbrella called hair bands, and then people got dismissive about it.
Well, like the 70s didn't have any hair. Like, they were all bald.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. Robert Plant had the best hair ever.
Decent point. All right, so you guys are going to play, Great White here in studio, are going to do a Zeppelin song.
Right.
Now, you could tell us the name of the Zeppelin song, and we still wouldn't know what goddamn Zeppelin song you're going to play, because I don't know the names from the song. You have to actually go, da-na-na-na.
Yeah, you might know. This is Going to California, which is...
No, I don't
know. Yeah?
But this is not...
No, this is Misty Mountain Living Loving Maid.
Misty Mountain Maid.
This is Misty Mountain Maid. Yeah, Going to California, they do actually say Going to California.
They do, yes.
All right, this is...
They actually had a lot of songs with titles like that didn't have anything in this.
I mean,
it's pretty good to have an idea if you put the name of the song in the title so people have a reference point.
Right, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. Is,
you know, Rock Me, Save Your Love, things like that.
It's right in the song.
Yeah. And the 70s is kind of like this mystic kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, which was great until you went to try to buy.
Right.
And I love this Led Zeppelin song, but I would be in the record store
that
when I was
Jamaican
in the ninth grade.
Do you know the name of this song? Could you name it?
Yeah. Walking down the street.
See, there you go. And you probably cover this in your set.
Black Dog.
Yeah, it's Misty Mountain Hop, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nicely done.
Misty Mountain Hop.
Like I said, Misty Mountain Hop.
Imagine all the people that called rock radio stations in the 70s and they were just like, play that Zeppelin. All right, well, there'll be none of that going on.
During the excursion, though, I'm betting
another one, Trample Underfoot.
There's not in the title.
At the Key Club tonight, at least one of these bands that I know should be called the... Hair Plugs Band.
Oh,
one of
really?
The singers I know. I happen to know. That's all I'm saying. One of the bands, and it's not Great White.
So now it's either Tesla, Queensryche, or
you'll
Dokken.
See the doll hair. You can't miss it.
Or, as our super rocked out booker knows it, he says, Great White's going to be over at the Key Club with Dokken, Tesla, and Queensryche. I said, boy, you know how to rock, Mike August. All right, Nervosa and Smashing Dumplings are going to be there, too. Great White, let's get to our Zeppelin song.
All right. Let me give you the disclaimers. It's really early in the morning.
Red days with a woman unkind, smoked my stub and drank all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, Going to California with the naked in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Took my chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that they are all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. I wonder how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains in the canyon start to tremble and shake. Children of the sun begin to awake. Watch out. Seems that the wrath that the gods got a punch on the nose and it started to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. I'll meet you up there where the pain run straight and high. Find a queen without a king as if she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white mare on the footsteps of dawn. Try to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on a hill in a mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems. Oh no.
Nice job.
Yeah.
On everybody's part. And I guess from Host 101, I should not have done this, but I know all your names. I just don't know which one is this. So may I refer to you as Red Guitar, Original 80s Hair Guy, and Bald Guy? You know, you guys backed that up so well. That's amazing. Just two guys with guitars in here backing up that voice.
And
that was amazing.
Just having a mic pushed up to the guitar.
No fancy stuff at all.
Yeah, see, that to me, the difficulty factor on that song is through the roof.
It's not really difficult except for at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know. You didn't make it look difficult, but it was very... anyway.
I like it. It had kind of a different edge to it than Led Zeppelin's version.
Although it does make you realize so many of those songs that you write off as, although that wasn't done in a rock and roll way, even by Led Zeppelin, but once in a while you'll hear a rock song put to Muzak, and you'll first want to vomit, but then your second impulse will be, hey, it's a nice melody.
Yeah, the melody
like
is
it actually
sustained.
Sounds like if they put an 80-piece, they put an orchestra on it. You know, once in a while, Metallica will get together with the London Philharmonic, and you'll go, wow, this is actually an interesting song.
Have you heard
Muzak? I can't wait to be on the elevator music, man. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
We push the button and you get a quarter. Nice.
Well, I wouldn't be doing my job, unfortunately, if I didn't ask about the tragedy from 03 in the nightclub and the people that are behind bars now, or I think a lot of people remember it but don't know what happened in the aftermath.
Right.
Is the club still there?
Did they enact new ordinances, fire sprinklers and
things? I really don't know about the law changes. I mean, I know there was a lot of changes across the country in the aftermath of that, which I think is a good thing. I think some of the codes were a little bit lax or at least not enforced well.
Is your band, is your manager in prison now?
My tour manager, yeah, my tour manager's in jail right now.
Why was he indicted in this?
Because they had to pick somebody.
Well, I'm thinking, I know the law was, I'm just going by what I hear. I know as much as you do by watching court TV and stuff like that. Lighting fireworks off without a permit, which resulted in the deaths of, 100 people. So,
jeez.
Yeah, but I saw footage of the thing. It was horrible, but the thing just went up immediately. I mean, it seems like whoever owns the club is liable, not the band.
Well, I don't really have an opinion on that. I mean, I have an opinion, but I like to keep it to myself because, it's like, come on, I've already been a target for enough of this stuff.
Well,
I mean,
3 years later, how do you feel about
actually
it now?
It's four now.
Four years later. Yeah. How does it affect you now?
Well, every day of my life. I mean, there's not a day goes by where I'm not reminded somewhere. I mean, I might got a call from Ty Longley's father the other day, my guitar player that died in the fire. And there's just, you see a sunrise. You look at that and you go, God, there's 100 people that aren't going to see that, And as much as I don't blame the band or myself or really anybody, nobody wanted this to happen, the fact of the matter was there was people that came out to see our show and they died or got injured as a result of it. So there's that guilt you're always going to have because of that, And it's like if somebody came to your house at a party and your tiki torches fell over and a bunch of people got killed at your house because you invited them there. It's like, hey,
I never thought of it that way because it's actually, in a way, not to make this more horrifying, but these are your fans that did pay to see you.
Absolutely.
You
have no idea, man. When
that
I was watching
you more than I ever
thought. Oh, it's horrible. I mean, I lost a lot of friends in that. I mean, literally people we had grown up with for 20 years. And people go, you guys didn't lose anybody. Wait a minute. I had friends, they flew in from Los Angeles. I didn't even know they were there until the next day where I saw their faces on the television set. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, it's sad.
Horrible.
I mean, it's obviously a horrible set of affairs, but if something good can come of it, if they can pass some sort of legislation sprinklers in these clubs or whatever it takes not to have this happen again, then there is that sort of ray of sunshine. It's like sometimes, somebody's kid dies by drowning in a pool, and then they pass a thing where they put fences around it, and at least you can sleep at night knowing you've done some good from all of this tragedy.
Well, there's one. I wanted to bring up one thing also since we're on this subject. There's a guy named Michael Feinstein, and he's agreed until March or something like that, or to end of March or something, to match any donations that are being made to the Station Family Fund. He's like this philanthropist with more money than God. So if anybody does want to contribute, it's the stationfamilyfund.org. Station Family Fund, all one word, .org, and any donations may will be matched. So and these
the
people
donations
still need
go
help.
To the families.
Families of the victims, absolutely. So I mean, and this is 4 years later, but there's still a lot of people that need help. There's people that have their hands burned off. I mean, it's just horrifying.
I'm gonna do that. Dag, if you're listening, sorry, but I'm not gonna send another rich white kid to Aspen so we can get a mink muff.
They can buy their own house.
The money's going to the Station Family Fund.
On a happier note.
Yes.
My wife thought we're broadcasting from Las Vegas tomorrow night.
Right, I heard that. Yeah.
My wife thought I was leaving tonight, so she made plans, and we have a babysitter.
Uh huh.
Can you please invite me to the
Key
Club tonight?
Oh yes, please come to the show. I would love that. And you got to take a picture of me when we're done here. I'm a huge fan.
At least two songs of yours on the bass.
Awesome. Okay.
Well, perhaps.
I'm kidding, guys. I can't play anything on any of it.
Mark,
but I'll be there tonight.
Bald awesome. Mark.
Yeah.
Why don't you give Danny the guitar? Take the strings off.
And they
off
call
it,
us a hair band.
And he can take a picture playing air guitar next to Jeff. All right, Great White, everyone. VH1's Metal Mania.
Thank you.
Album release party tonight, 7:30, performing at the Key Club. Go to Ticketmaster.com and also StationFamilyFund.org for a very worthy cause. Thank you, Great White.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the news. Don't bother teeing it up. We'll do it next on The Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff. Thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into. This week, enter to win a $1,000 tattoo removal from Dr. Tadoff or a gift certificate to Scores. We've also got $250 gift certificates to Kevin Jewelers. So toss your name in the hat at 971freefm.com. You may get a call like this.
Hello? I've been watching you.
Leave me alone, you freaks!
Wrong call.
We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com for a free consultation.
Closest Titan King Cap Model 1516. All in stock. MSRP 26,925. Nissan rebate $3,750. Discount $3,750. Sale price $19,425. Plus government fees and taxes. Any finance, legal document preparation, and emission testing charges. Stock 6428, 6429. Sale ends March 31st.
Start your savings, Southern California. Cerritos Nissan. Going for the world championship. The world's largest Nissan dealer. To close the fiscal year end during our national sales race, Cerritos Nissan will sell 300 Titans in 3 days. Doubling factory rebates. $7,500 off MSRP, automatic, tow package, equipped, not stripped, every Nissan Titan XE discounted for immediate sale, AC, power windows, equipped, not stripped, yes, $7,500 off MSRP, $20 million has been secured just for this event, call 1-800-NEW-NISSAN, 1-800-NEW-NISSAN, or see us at CerritosNissan.com, going for the world championship, the world's largest Nissan dealer, 15 minutes from anywhere at the world's largest auto square off the 605 and South Street, Cerritos Nissan, going for the world championship. Championship.
Adam Carolla, American Genius.
Great to see you as usual, Hugh Hefner.
I've read that you didn't lose your virginity until you were 22. Is that true?
That's true.
Just like Michael Jordan got cut from his high school basketball team, all the greats always get off to a rocky start. That's what gives them the eye of the tiger.
Oh.
Your penis had the eye of the tiger.
Ah.
It wasn't a pampered penis. It wasn't a coddled penis. It didn't grow up with a silver spoon in its mouth. No, it was hungry. It came from the south side, the mean street to Chicago, and it grew up fast and it grew up quick.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something about Hef's penis, too. It wasn't fighting a bunch of tomato cans.
No.
It took on all challengers.
All
it grew up fast, it grew up mean, and it grew up quick, and it grew up hungry. And that's why you are in the house that Hef's penis built today. Thank you.
Absolutely. You seem to speak with great knowledge about my penis.
The Adam Carolla Show, mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
If you love Italian food, like I love Italian food, then you've got to know about Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. Italian is the default setting in my culinary world. When in doubt, it's the cuisine that always works. And at Pomodoro, they serve food just like what you'd find at the casual trattorias of Italy. The restaurant is the creation of master chef Adriano Paganini. Drawing upon his years of experience throughout Europe, he's created a down-home Italian restaurant with a menu that's elegant in its simplicity. He wants Pomodoro to be your second kitchen. And to do that, he's built locations throughout Southern California, each warm and inviting, with a sort of caring service that makes a great meal that much better. This is a restaurant to go to for salad caprese, pane all'aglio, and ravioli di zucca. Wait till you taste the tortellini soup, the spaghetti polpette, and the grilled salmon with cannellini beans. There's a fine wine list, Italian sodas, even sublime coffee at Pomodoro Cucina Italiana. For the location nearest you, go to pastapomodoro.com.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaducci. I want to tell you about Pod Fitness. Man, I wish I had more than 60 seconds. It's the most fascinating, best product on the market for changing your body. And I don't mean getting bigger and stronger. That's just my vibe. That's what I want to do. It's also for losing weight. It's also for stretching, for flexibility. It's all about health. And there's 75 of the world's best trainers. Here's how you do it. Just go to PodFitness.com, that's PodFitness.com/Danny. Now, there's 75 trainers and me, and I will tell you how much I believe in this and want you guys to use it and change your lives. Don't pick me as your trainer. I don't know why they did. I am a certified trainer, but some of these guys are the best in the world. I like Bobby Strom a lot for lifting weights, Kathy Smith for aerobics and the elliptical, but do it anyway. And I think they're starting a contest soon where whoever changes their body the most is going to win 50 G's and a $30,000 home gym. I don't know that much about it. Just go to podfitness.com/Danny.
the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in less than a minute.
97.1. Now, let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Frank! Well, at least he recycled.
Oh, please. I think he built a go-kart out of the last case he flattened.
It's not a go-kart. It's a beer-mobile.
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is the epitome of nothing.
Kind of like your sex life.
KLSX.
Tomorrow night, the Adam Carolla Show is live in Las Vegas at the Palms Hotel for the Miller Lite Rockin' Racing Weekend, featuring Miller Lite NASCAR driver Kurt Busch, the number one Asian big boob queen Minka, 40 of the hottest strippers in Las Vegas, and Carrot Top. Show up for your chance to win $50,000 in Carolette, presented by Salsa Tequila. One spin on the roulette wheel and $50,000 up for grabs. And the show will be rebroadcast Friday morning, fueled by Salsa Hornitas Tequila, TravelWorm.com, Subaru, and Miller Lite. Now back to Adam, Danny, and Teresa on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah. Listen to them horns. All right. T's got the news. Then I have a question to ask you folks. I think we're heading to a hell in a handbasket as far as this country goes, but I will put it to the people first. Teresa Strasser in the news.
Teresa Strasser, the number one Jewish news reporter on this station right now.
Who is number one?
Yeah.
Minka.
Oh, my dear Minka, if you're listening, sweetie, we will be together in a scant 32 hours.
Number one, Asian big boob queen.
26 minutes and 11, now 10 seconds.
Well, Scooter Libby is going to be, it looks like, in jail.
He
is
Guys named Scooter do great in the joint.
Sure.
He'll land on his feet.
Absolutely.
No, that's perfect, because that's what he'll be used for.
Yes, Scooter, Tank wants to take a ride on you.
He is Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff. He was convicted yesterday of lying and obstruction of justice.
I like his sister, Vespa.
She's Italian, right?
He has a gay cousin named Moped.
Moped.
Well, back in 2006, Joseph Wilson...
How much do we suck?
Medium to what?
A former U.S. ambassador wrote an op-ed piece in the Times, New York Times. He called out Bush for drawing on faulty intelligence to justify invading Iraq. Well, it turns out this guy who wrote the op-ed piece, his wife is a woman named Valerie Plame. She, at the time, was a covert op for the CIA. This article gave her up. And then Libby lied about leaking that information, and that's what he got in trouble for.
Is it wrong that for the first 30 years of my life, I've never heard of op-ed, and then for the next 10 years thought it was phys ed for retarded kids, and then in the last year and a half have realized it's actually... Opinion editorial. Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I had no idea what op-ed was until about 18 months ago.
I thought it was a way to get out of gym.
I thought it was a horse that talked.
You are a blinding, brilliant...
You know, we can keep this going.
All right, let's not.
Well, Scooter Libby is now facing a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison and a maximum fine of $1 million. His next hearing will be in early June. Meanwhile...
Yeah, I'm not interested in the maximum. I want to know the minimum, because they always do. He could get 146,000 years, but he did 15 months and they let him out. I'm not interested in how many this guy could do or how much he could pay, because they never come close to it.
Yep.
Tell us what the bottom line is. Could he do 9 months? Could he do 2 years?
All,
and what's the minimum payment?
The real maximum is 8 years.
Because
you get 3 for 1 good time. And you know that man's going to do good time, because they're going to keep him safe.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
So it's 8 years, even if they gave him the worst day.
One. Okay.
So if he gets 3 years, he's going to serve a year.
Yeah, I just want to flip it around. Like when they say the presidential approval rating is 32%, have the disapproval be 68%. I'd rather go that way. Right. And give us the minimums on the time served as well.
Well, interesting you should mention the president, because there's some discussion about whether or not President Bush will use his presidential pardon to pardon Scooter Libby on his way out of office. Mm. John Edwards, who is one of the Democratic presidential candidates, was asked whether or not he thinks President Bush should use his presidential pardon to pardon Scooter Libby.
No, I do not. He should not be pardoned. This is a situation where he has been convicted of a crime committed as part of his official responsibilities in working for the vice president. He absolutely should not be pardoned. There should be accountability if, in fact, he's guilty, as the jury found.
Isn't this the one Mrs. Ed was calling gay a few days back?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's going to be a fair rebuttal right there.
Now, one of the jurors in the Libby case is saying that he feels that more central players should be on trial, including Karl Rove. Here is a juror discussing the Scooter Libby case.
It was said a number of times, what are we doing with this guy here? Where's Rove? Where's, you know, where are these other guys? We're not saying that we didn't think Mr. Libby was guilty of the things we found him guilty of, but that it seemed like he was, to put it Mr. Wells' point, but he was the fall guy.
Mm.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I can only go so deep into politics. Like when I hear Bill Maher railing against Scooter Libby and Karl Rove and all that stuff, I just stand there and go, yeah. And then I sit down and I go, I have no idea what's going on.
It's like pretending you understand everything Dennis Miller says.
Right.
Well, here's a story that's easy to understand, but hard to emotionally understand. Hmm. It's just about one of the worst stories I've heard in a while. Late Sunday night, a 21-year-old in Connecticut was arguing with his wife. She's only 17. He thought she was cheating on him, and the fight got very bad. He ended up grabbing a kitchen knife and going after his wife. He stabbed her in the chest, in the face, in the arms and legs. At one point, he grabbed her and started slicing off her hair with this kitchen knife. And then, while she was on the ground bleeding, he went and got their 2-year-old son, gave him the knife, and said, quote, now you stab mommy.
Hmm. Listen, it could be a cultural thing. We can't judge. Definitely not a Jew.
Your name is Rodriguez. The police
hold on a second. I must peel myself up off of the floor.
What happened?
The police wouldn't.
I was not ready for that.
That's a good question. The police aren't saying whether
cultural
the kid
thing.
The police aren't saying whether or not the kid listened to his father, but he's a 2-year-old, and dad's telling him what to do. Now, the good news is she survived. She was treated for multiple stab wounds. She was released yesterday. He was charged with first-degree assault, reckless endangerment, amongst other things. He's locked up, and the 2-year-old is now living with some relatives.
Yeah, fantastic. The crap-filled pond that this scumbag crawled from 20 years ago is going to be in charge of guiding the kid for the future. Now, normally, I don't like my kid to start his stabbing until the first or second grade, so I won't put a knife in his hand at age 2, but this kid just got a jump start on what he's probably going to be doing anyway for the rest of his life. And when he visits dad in the joint, he'd take a good look around, because you'll probably see some of the same dudes and have some of the same guards there when you go.
And as long as you're giving lessons, you know, I don't even know if you know this or not, but this is how they catch most people that kill people by stabbing, is people don't know how hard it is. And your hand slips off the handle and goes down the blade, and you cut yourself, leaving blood all over the place.
Right.
That's all you have. If I didn't hit the 2-year-old to the possibility of his own injuries.
Well, all I know is if this 2-year-old gets therapy later because his dad made him stab his mom, he's not the patient right before me, because then my problems won't seem
And also,
it's a bright way to look at it. Because I'm like mortified. I'm barely not crying.
The woman needs to be sterilized.
She's 17.
Let's go ahead and do it. She's 17. She's already crapped out one murder. She's shacked up with a murderer, or at least attempted murder, and a kid who's well on the way. Let's just go ahead and cauterize whatever we got to do down there. I mean, I'm no technician, but I want to see a nice plume of smoke come from that area.
Right.
And because she is going to crap out. The over-under is probably 6. Other felons, and if she has boys, well, they'll just be criminals, and if she has girls, well, they'll just become carriers for more boys who may become criminals.
Interesting to me that there is a woman who's been stabbed multiple times, and the one who should have some sort of non-elective surgery would be her, and you didn't mention him at all.
Well, maybe
what should happen to him?
Maybe
not the poor lady that's been stabbed by a 2-year-old.
He should be destroyed
slowly. Because I have a particular death I've invented.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. It's called the lawn chipper death.
I thought it was a cigarette, but go ahead.
You know what a lawn... Of course you know what a lawn chipper is. You put a big tree in it, it comes out sawdust.
It's a wood chipper,
You are attached to a rope that technically drops you 1 inch per hour. It doesn't stop and then drop you an inch. You continually move, but only at the pace of 1 inch per hour.
Mm-hmm.
I figure it could peel you up to about your hips at least before you died.
That's good.
That's a good one for a child molester guy that would have a baby stab.
I like the sentiment, but I feel like that makes us just as bad as him, and I don't want
to
do that.
Yeah, I'd like to be worse. I agree.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely.
No, here's the thing, everybody. What do you have to do before we label you defective? You know what I mean? In automotive terms, there's something called a lemon law, which is you buy a new car, breaks down once, fine. Twice, fine. 20 times, eventually, you label it a lemon. This car's bad, and you take it back, it goes into the crusher, and you get your money back.
Right.
When do we label people lemons in this society? You handed your two-year-old son a knife and told him or her to continue stabbing mommy. When do we decide that you need to be destroyed? Where you're officially doing more harm than good, and in which case you need to be put down, and it's not your fault. I'm sure the guy was physically abused by his parents. It's not the dog's fault that was repeatedly abused by its owner, but it's bit too many mailmen, and it needs to be destroyed.
Normally, I would add in my slippery slope guy here, but if you're in charge, I'm going to just say, okay, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to say, you can kill that guy, and it's not a slippery slope.
When I'm in charge, first move, I go to the prison. And I go, hey, Hesher, over here, what are you in for? Man, I was selling some acid at a fish. Get out of here. Get in your microvan and get the F out of Dodge. You, what are you in? Well, I'm a pedophile. All right, come here. We're going to Danny's Wood Chipper. No, I know it sounds like a great sports bar, but you know what? Sir, just come on.
Hey, it's happy hour at Danny's Wood Chipper.
Bring your stuff. Either way. Leave it in the cell. Give me the porn. Take your stuff. Yeah, here we go. Get a letter from home. Yeah, fantastic. You, what did you say? Tried to get my two-year-old stab my wife. Come on, we're going to Danny's Wood Chipper.
We're going to do a couple of shots at the Wood Chipper.
We're going to do a couple of jello shots, and then we're going to watch a little Major League Baseball.
This fellow will be going to court on the 21st of the month, and I agree. Hopefully he'll get life in prison.
Something just horrifying.
Let's kill him.
On a happier note, American Idol.
Yes.
Last night.
Why is that a happier note?
Why? Because Jack Silver's son is on American Idol.
Yes. He looks a lot like Sanjaya Malakar, the 16-year-old on American Idol.
I sent Angie to go get Jack and go get the picture, and Jack says he's walking the picture in.
Interesting.
Nice.
Sundance Head. You remember him? He sang Mustang Sally last week. He's the big guy with the crazy facial hair.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting choice. They don't usually sing grunge songs on Idol, but he sang Jeremy by Pearl Jam.
I just dug the song.
Yeah.
And, I was rocking out. I like the black chicks in the back singing and the whole thing. Unfortunate when your name is Head and you have a noggin the size of a pony keg.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. I guess his sister probably has more problems with the last name.
I was thinking about that,
too. But he has a bucket-sized cabeza on
him. He's a hydrocephalic.
Yes.
And he's got a cabeza full of water.
Yes.
Well, here's what the judge is. Oh, no, I don't have that. But do I?
No.
The judges liked him.
They did.
Yeah.
They
liked it. Two of them liked him, and then, of course, Simon didn't feel it was his best performance and didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But meanwhile, now I have something useful to offer you.
Hold on.
Speaking of useful. Time to say that.
Jack Silver's entered the studio.
The real one, peeps.
Wow.
Okay, are you talking about American Idol?
Yes.
Yes, Sanjaya.
What's his name?
Sanjaya Malakar.
Sanjaya. Are you talking about this picture, Ace Man?
Yes.
That is...
Wow.
That is
son
Sanjaya.
And Sanjaya are the same guy. Jack really? Silver's son and Sanjaya. They look... They're both about 17 years of age.
Is his mother Indian?
My kid's mother?
Yes.
My baby mama?
Yeah.
No. Actually, no, not Indian. No.
Listen, he...
Probably a Jew.
He met her once at a Cheap Trick concert that the station had put on in 1981.
Dude, I married Caller 8 one time.
Yeah, this kid's my meal ticket right here. That's what I'm talking about.
Is he a singer?
Now hand that to Teresa and let her describe.
That's got to be bad luck.
Oh, wow. The hairdo is exactly that of Sanjaya.
Well, by the way, you C-listers in here, it's not a hairdo. That's what the kids are wearing. That's flat ironed hair. Now, just because you guys don't flat iron your hair.
It's what the black kids are wearing, Jack, not the white kids. It's flat iron hair.
You got to flat iron your hair. Otherwise, you know, it's all
fluffy.
Let me
ask you this, Jack Silver. Mm. What song is on your ringtone right now?
Well,
oh my God, it's
don't
Sanjaya.
You wish your girlfriend, because last night, by the way, and I didn't even watch American Idol last night, because last night I was at Christina Aguilera and the PCDs at the Staples Center.
Wow.
The PCDs.
Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Joseph.
Anyway, you'll see, Adam, when, what's your boy's name? The kid with the...
Sonny Santino?
Sanjaya? When Santino's 16.
Oh,
and he
man.
Wants a flat iron your hair. His hair, you say?
So
I'm
going to
iron his ass
in,
with my boot if he wants
hair.
That hair iron.
How old is he, Jack?
My boy's 16. So what he does is he takes a shower the night before and then flat irons the hair in the morning and then goes to school.
I got a teenager, man.
And not to be on To Catch a Predator someday, but when he brings in the hotties from the school... I'm like, you know, well, I'm waiting till they're 18 because I'll be like,
Jack,
Aaron, I'm back in my office.
I don't
Mr. Silver has some tapes he wants to show.
I don't want to plan a sexual intervention for your son, but I would tell him, son, you are at Metro right now.
Yeah, no,
you
he
are
is.
Soon yeah. heading to a place that starts with an H, although it ends the same way. So put away that flat iron and you pick up a nice pick with a fist on it and let your freak flag fly.
Yeah, he's one jar of moisturizer away.
We don't do a lot of sports with this boy. This is Paris Hilton.
No team sports.
Not a team sport in his body.
Now, has anyone brought up the Sanjaya thing with him? And if it sticks around, I got to believe this is going to translate into a little high school action for the lad.
It's funny, Ace. This morning, when he was waiting, I got a call as you were doing the bit about 7:15. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, Dad, why are those C-listers talking about me? I go, well.
Wait, are you sure you didn't say C-word?
He just said that C, yeah.
He said, right. So he didn't watch American Idol. He's into America's Next Top Model.
I love that show too.
Smart.
We can hang out.
But if the kids at the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliacs, I'm sure you're sending them to, if those kids see American Idol, he's going to get some residual action from it.
The kid already gets tons of tail, as it turns out. I don't know exactly what's happening at the house. Do we watch Mean Girls all night, or do we actually take a few down? I can't speak to it. I don't know.
All right, Jack. Well, speaking of not speaking, don't speak.
Okay, bitch.
See you, Jack. Thank you.
Bye.
Am I right or am I right about that kid in Sanjaya?
Well, I'm still a little confused. I know his boy is 16, but how old is his son?
Goodbye.
Oh. That's a
good point. All right, were we?
Yes, let me briefly close with this, because this may be useful to you. There's a magazine called Tree Hugger. Treehugger magazine. And you know, everybody wants to be green, and a lot of people like having sex.
I get something called Shrub Raper, which
they garden to, like the garden eagle.
It's the same kind of magazine, it's just different. It's like, you know, Car and Track, Road and Driver. Same thing.
Well, Shrub Raper, I don't know what they recommend, but Treehugger has some ideas for how you can make your sex life more environmentally friendly. So here's a few things you can do to save power. For one thing, turn the lights off. Mm-hmm. During sex. Mm-hmm. If you have toys, you should buy them and make sure they don't have certain chemical plasticizers that are bad for the environment.
Danny got a solar-powered rabbit for his wife.
Your S&M paddles should be made from sustainably harvested timber.
Yeah.
Your massage oil
should
be organic.
You should always have a sustainable timber.
That's
if
true.
You're going to have good sex.
It's not a renewable resource. Right. I've learned the hard way. Organic massage oil. Mm-hmm. And here's one. Bamboo bed sheets, because that's a renewable source, and apparently they feel good.
This is a slippery slope with the whole go green thing. I'm all about the ethanol and the Prius and the solar power, but then we start spinning off into outer space where now we have to have a green doghouse, and the dog must eat biodegradable stuff, and the dog, you know, it just keeps going and going and going, and it becomes obnoxious. It's like a religion. It's great. Yeah, don't do no harm to your neighbor and all that good stuff. Eventually, we start spinning out, and this is what's happening with the green movement.
And just so you know, I would drive a Prius, and there was a time I would not do anything like that. I didn't feel accomplished enough. Now I feel like confident enough about myself that I could drive a car that wasn't fast and muscly and get out of it and still feel like a guy.
Right.
But I would do that to save the environment. But if my wife breaks out the rabbit, and as a direct result, some kid dies in some country I never heard of, I'm cool with it.
So be it.
Sounds fair. Well, the last thing I tell you to do, I think you'll like. It's not only should you wear hemp lingerie, but you should shower together to conserve water.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Teresa Strasser with the real news. QCNN.
Who's number one?
Somebody's always shivering in the cold during the shower together.
Yeah. Hemp lingerie.
And having sex in a jacuzzi, big thrill for everybody. Terrible idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Honestly, why?
Yeah. Sure.
Because what naturally makes it comfortable for the girl so it does not hurt is kind of washed away by the hot water. It's very rough on the young lady.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What if, like Jack Silver, you have a jacuzzi that is just filled with what's naturally in the car?
Yes. Get us a gun. You're all good. You're all good.
All right.
But you're always one step ahead of me.
When we come back, I want to talk about something I saw on CNN yesterday. You know, this crazy astronaut story. Well, they had, from the computer of the one astronaut, now there's one astronaut, male, and there's two female astronauts. The one went crazy and tried to abduct the other one at the airport with the duct tape and the hunting knife
Lisa
and all that
Noah.
Good stuff. Right. They had the computer log of the love letters that were being sent to the one that the other one intercepted, spun out, and went to go kidnap. They read on CNN excerpts from these personal love letters from the victim. This is from the victim, everyone.
And Mr. Carova says personal. He means personal. This is outlandish.
Yes, from the two victims, by the way, because not only is the one chick astronaut who was abducted a victim, but the male astronaut who was her lover or boyfriend is a victim, too, because now he's getting his name dragged through the mud.
And just, you know how much repellent this must be to Mr. Carolla. This is just the same man who said the woman with the knife sticking out of her chest should be sterilized.
Yes.
Right.
So he's now mad that we aired this letter.
I have weird range.
You really do, but I dig it.
Here's CNN yesterday.
The emails linked to this whole astronaut lovers triangle, astronaut Lisa Nowak. Remember the 900-mile diaper-wearing road trip to confront her romantic rival at the airport? These are emails that were transferred back and forth between them while he was on his mission. So we got a few of these, right? This is Colleen to Bill Oefelein. I'll have to control myself when I see you. First urge will be to rip your clothes off, throw you on the ground, and onward. Anxious to get you alone, but honestly, love, I want you to totally and thoroughly enjoy your hero's homecoming. You can imagine seeing these emails.
Set her off.
What might have triggered the whole thing.
Okay, now you could have sent salacious emails or love letters. You didn't have to read them for goddamn Batum on national TV. And by the way, not at 11 o'clock at night, at, you know, 5, 6 in the morning when I see the thing. Look, everyone, this is what I'm worried about, not the Patriot Act. Everyone's focused on the Patriot Act. This is where we're going to hell in a basket. We're getting videotapes of people on their honeymoon, and we're putting it up on the internet, and everyone's going, hey, what are you going to do? We should be outraged by this. We should send CNN letters, not that I'm going to because I can't spell, but you people should send CNN letters. You should say, look, this is none of your affair. Yes, it's a news story, so you can say she was motivated by reading personal letters or love letters. I think we can all do the math on a love letter on a via an email. We don't have to read the salacious, embarrassing love letters and further victimize the people that are already victims in this case. I want to talk to you. What do you think? I personally don't like it. I don't like all the sex tapes. I don't like all the personal pictures that, you know, if Teresa, you and I go out on a little Tahitian honeymoon and I take a picture of your ass while you're walking out of the shower and then put it up on the internet, I think I should be sued into the Stone Age. I think I should be arrested.
Sure.
What happened to dignity, everybody? And we're also focused on what the man is doing and what the White House is doing. We're also focused on who's listening in on our cell phone conversations. We're missing the big picture. We have lost our dignity. We have lost. It's not what the NSA is listening to. It's what is being showed on Entertainment Tonight that we should worry about. As far as my kids go, I don't worry about the man listening to them talking about Al-Qaeda on a cell phone conversation. I worry about one of their boyfriends taking a shot of my daughter with his cell phone and it going out on the web. This is what we need to focus on, yet it's news. Well, not everything is news. Not every embarrassing faux pas, not every hiccup, not every personal thing is news. It's a personal matter. All right, I want to hear from you. Can you defend this? What do you think? What do you think about these tapes that are going out? Do you think it's right? I know you want to see
sure.
the nude starlet humping the unknown actor. I'm fine with that. I want to see that too, but I do also understand it's a... You're invading her personal space, and I would like us as a society to respect it. Yes, Danny Bonaduce.
I just want to point out to people that are going to call in, our phone number again is 1-866-901-ADAM. Adam has actually said now, I'd like to hear you defend this. Now, if you're a fan of the show, you have heard Mr. Brightside, and you have heard What Can't Adam Complain About. This can be done. This position can be reasonably and correctly defended. Mm-hmm. We all know Carolla's bright, but he's not necessarily right all the time.
Yes.
So think in those terms. I know it's a shocker.
Yes.
Think in those terms of Mr. Brightside and what can't he complain
yes,
about
I
and find
know.
That side.
I want to know why we should see Antonella Barba on the toilet.
Because I want to.
Hold on a second. That's good stuff.
We'll
take a quick break. We'll be right back with you next on the Adam Carolla Show.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show.
Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
When you stay out of touch with your chick tonight, she goes into the hopper. She'll be one of the chicks who'll be out drowning her sorrows because she never heard from you. And then I step in and I nail her for the night while you're busy nailing someone else. So in a sense, I become your electronic wingman. We all put our chicks back into the recycle bin tonight, and then everybody, you know, like dumpster diving, we all dive right into the recycle bin and pull something out.
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Welcome to At Home with the Perverted and Lonely. Today, we go behind the purple curtain to spend a few minutes with Frosty Stillwell, America's favorite pervert.
Frosty loves the little children.
We sat with Frosty on his luxurious Hollywood Hills deck overlooking the Power Tour, a raucous non-heterosexual nightclub where Frosty liked to, well, he says it best.
Jerk, 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 jerk.
An ever-gracious host, clad in his sequined rainbow-colored muumuu, we asked Frosty what his favorite pastime was.
Penis, penis, penis.
And why he was so enamored with eating bratwurst.
Feels better in your mouth.
It's quite obvious that a radio salary couldn't pay for all of these Grecian marble furnishings. So, just how did Frosty afford such an opulent lifestyle?
I'm a professional gargler.
Finally, when he politely asked,
"Did you check my anal area?"
we knew it was time to blow this fruity popsicle stand. Ta-ta to Frosty Stillwell. Still, well, perverted and lonely.
This is KLSX, Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaduce Mornings. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
Yeah, sit and sleep, everybody.
Two of our favorite things to do.
Yeah, I wish there was a third position between sitting and lying down.
Yeah, there is. It's reclining.
Hmm. What's that one called?
Reclining.
I'm going to do that.
That's right.
I'm probably going to mispronounce it. Honey, you know, I'm going to... Danny says I should do more reclining.
So, she's going to say, no, that hurts.
I'm going to recline. Yo, well, that's what you do if you fly first class.
Yeah, you were gone.
Ah,
and then some kid kicks you in the back and you hate it and you yell and then turns out his mom's hot. It's a very long story.
Well, I don't know if Sit and Sleep sells recliners, but I do know they sell mattresses.
And tons of them. You know, this could be brought back to our analogy of the beer kegs. We buy one, it's $50. Dodger Stadium buys one, it's $20.
Right.
Can you name another mattress store by name besides Sit and Sleep? With 18 locations, they just buy so many, they can afford to sell them to you really inexpensively.
That's right. It's called volume, kiddies. It's why when you go into the big barn-sized store, you get a break. And when you go into the little mom-and-pop corner place, you get an old-fashioned raping. That's right.
I was going to say it was the Costco of mattresses, and I thought maybe that might be offensive, and then he said that.
Yeah.
You win.
18 locations all over the Southland, conveniently stacked on top of each other. I don't know why they went that route. No, they're spread out all over the place. Free financing for 2 years, minimum monthly payment with your good credit. And all you got to do is call 800-FREE. That's 800-FR and then 1,000 East.
Keep dialing me.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one sitting there typing away on the computer. Want to hear something that's more interesting than that big project you're currently working on? Wienerschnitzel's offering up their world-famous 2-for-$2.22 deal. You get a delicious chili cheese dog and a tasty chili cheese burger for an amazing $2.22. You may want to turn those tiny little speakers up there so you can hear me better. I said $2.22. That's right. For a limited time only, you can enjoy a juicy burger and plump dog topped with Wienerschnitzel's world-famous chili and cheese for a measly $2.22. I bet you got that lying around in your desk. Heck, as an additional bonus, they're throwing in a buy one, get one free coupon. If you open your internet browser right now, you can download a buy one, get one free chili dog coupon. So, you got your deal, you got your coupon, now all you need to do is eat. But let's face facts here, a deal this good and this delicious isn't going to last long. So get up from your desk, let the screensaver do its job, and hurry into Wienerschnitzel today for its world-famous 2-for-$2.22 deal. Only at Wienerschnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste.
We now join FM Talk programming genius Jack Silver for his State of the Station address.
Boys, last year I took a lot of crap for programming 97.1 by Dartboard.
Dartboard? What do you mean, boss?
Simple, Schmendrick. I tape show ideas up on the wall, then I throw a dart. And voila, Ask the Proctologist, Sunday mornings at 9.
But how do we know listeners will like that?
The answer is, we don't. And up until recently, I didn't even care. Then I actually read some of the emails from the listeners. Ah. Oh boy, talk about an eye-opener. They loved Adam Carolla, but wanted a better show. So we ixnayed the traffic, reduced the amount of commercials, and added Danny Bonaducci. Hey, I know. And in middays, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank are Arbitron rated number one. So I promise to stay in my office, build in a bitch in MySpace page. That way I can't possibly screw up their success. Remember, pinheads, I built this radio station so there's a place where a guy can be a guy. Music to my ears. And ladies, we love you too, as long as we can get in your slacks.
97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM Jock Station.
The Free FM streaming experience is powered by the great taste of Miller Lite. Always a good call. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Always with...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Between my favorite radio station
and my favorite radio station,
there are even more.
But you can only discover these hidden stations with an HD radio.
With HD radio, you can explore new digital territory and hear expanded content from the stations you listen to now.
You'll find a world of music, news, and talk unlike any you've heard before, at a level of fidelity you haven't heard before either.
Best of all, it's completely free. All you need is an HD radio.
So find out what's between this station
and this one.
HD radio.
Discover it.
97.1 KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all CBS radio stations.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Las Vegas, Nevada. A 30-year-old man was arrested for hiring someone to kill his boss after he was fired. The man was an employee of Dirty Deeds Bail Bonds. Definitely not a Jew.
Well, this next segment, your calls were inspired yesterday when I was watching CNN at 5 a.m. already nauseated that it was 5 a.m. and I was actually awake, but then further exacerbated by listening to the newscasters read the intimate details of the salacious emails that were sent back and forth between the two non-guilty astronauts on the air. Now, look, sometimes they do that thing where they go, you can watch this footage, it's going to be difficult to look at, but it's news. It's a fire, it's a car crash, somebody was killed, whatever it is. This is unnecessary. You do not have to read the actual dirty messages sent back and forth between the two astronauts. You can simply say that this is what motivated the person to go kidnap the other one. And I think we're losing our dignity. I think we're losing our dignity as a nation, and part of the problem is nobody believes dignified people anymore. When a guy just decides to step down or retire, oh, they were going to ask can his ass in another 5 minutes. When we quit the man show, everyone said to me, what happened? There were bad ratings? I said, no, we did 100 episodes, that was enough. Oh, I see, they replaced you with Joe Rogan. I said, no, they wanted me to do more. I said, no. And I moved on. Well, we're in. I feel like 100 years ago, although there wasn't Comedy Central, it was called the Comedy Channel back then. But 100 years ago, a guy could look you in the eye and say, this is why I did this, and everyone would nod their head. Now it's like, oh, I see. We don't trust anybody anymore. We don't understand someone saying it's not about the money, it's about the whatever.
Then I'm not losing our dignity, or are we becoming savvy? I tell my wife, don't believe anyone. The chances are they're lying to you, and I'm usually correct.
Well, Chris over here, although as soon as I punch his name and Kyle erase his name. Chris?
Yeah.
Chris, you think the celebrities bring this on themselves?
Well, I think, I mean, you were talking about the sex tapes and all the scandal and everything else, that, you know, it's evasion of privacy. But I think it's a propulsion of their careers, and it's a lot of it is, you know, planned out.
Well, I don't know who takes their sex tapes and puts them up and who gets them stolen.
Well, here's a question.
Really,
what about the celebrities who get photographed without wearing panties? They knew they weren't wearing panties when they went out.
We're all of a sudden we're breaking up into categories, because now what about Mel Gibson? He got pulled over drunk driving, said some really stupid stuff, and that did not propel
Mel Gibson's
career.
He was drunk driving, so whatever happened during the commission of that crime, I don't mind if it's public.
But our right to know does not often enhance. I've yet to meet anyone who has been enhanced by a bad act. You have talked to me about Paris Hilton in 6 years, when she has nothing to do and nowhere to go, and she's a leper.
Right. Leper. That's still what door,
about,
by
what
the way.
About,
me too.
What about, redheaded kids that were on an antiquated comedy show, and then all of a sudden they act like a jackass. And,
No,
that's fair. That's a fair question.
You talking about Lindsay Lohan?
Is your question that I got arrested in Phoenix, Arizona, and it propelled me into radio? Is that what you're saying?
I hadn't heard from you for years.
That's because you weren't in Phoenix, Arizona. What you don't know is that I was making 600 G's a year doing morning radio when I was arrested and fired and didn't work again for 4 years. It didn't propel me anywhere, buddy. I crawled back. You think it happened in the blink of an eye? I was a big success in a little town, and I ruined it that day.
Were you number one in Phoenix?
Yeah, kicking ass. Kicked everybody's ass. Well, and I ruined it that day.
Now you're number 27. Phil, I think we're on in Phoenix. Phil?
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Here's my theory on this. Everybody has to name a generation. Well, this is the AA generation. Anything for attention. Mm-hmm. So these people are willing to put their face out there, do stupid things, get all this public notoriety, embarrass themselves, embarrass their family, simply for the attention that they're starving for.
I agree. Yes, and then what happens is the rest of us who don't want to be put out there like astronauts get lumped in with these people. Now, we were initially...
Where did we lose the curve on that? These are astronauts.
We were talking about celebrities and astronauts. Yeah. Okay. So just in general, people's faux pas, their dirty laundry, the chick that didn't look so hot in her bikini on the beach, although I did love that picture of Tyra Banks looking all fat in the sand. But the point is A, it's not news. B, we shouldn't be delighted by the misfortune of others.
Yes,
we should stop being delighted by that. It says horrible things about you as a person when you see somebody injured or their reputation hurt and you laugh and take delight in it. You should be focusing on your career. You should be focusing on becoming an astronaut. You should be focusing on whatever, your family, whatever, but not waiting for other people to fall down so that you can somehow be elevated.
I agree with you 100%, but I do not agree with that statement. We are losing our dignity. Who said this? It is not enough that I succeed. My friends must fail. Shakespeare 400 years ago. Mm. So this is not a new moment.
Let me make a point,
yes,
Adam.
Go ahead.
You know, what's going to end up happening is people are going to be so afraid that they're going to be caught in a compromising position, because I know everybody has these situations in their lives.
Right.
That we're going to stop. It's going to eventually fall off, and people are going to start protecting themselves more and not putting stupid pictures up on my
screen. I agree.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. Thank you, Bill. What ends up happening is there's another 9/11 type situation, then everyone comes on the news and they're very sober and they say, this puts it all into perspective. This puts it into perspective. And then we get about 5 good years of talking about whatever the tragedy that was like 9/11 was, and then we're right back to Lindsay Lohan's fire cooch. We need to take a quick break. I'd like to keep this ball rolling. We got a lot of calls, 866-901-ADAM, and we'll keep going on the decline of Western civilization next on the Adam Carolla Show.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM.
Okay, by now you know that the Adam Carolla Show is heading to Vegas for a live broadcast from the Palms. But what you might not know is that when the show is over, the party's just beginning at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. So join Adam and the crew at Scores from 11 till 1 a.m. That's where they'll be celebrating the release of the 2007 Scores Adam Carolla Show calendar. That's hot. And what's on the calendar? Duh, Hot Chicks of Scores Las Vegas. Your night of partying with the Adam Carolla Show in Vegas is powered by the elegance, gorgeous girls, and superior service at Scores Las Vegas Nightclub and Cabaret. And of course us, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Coming this Saturday, for the first time in Los Angeles, women fighting in cages. Fatal Femmes. It's the first ever all-women's mixed martial arts championship cage fight at the Japan America Theater in downtown L.A. this Saturday night at 7:30. Fatal Femmes. The hottest female fighters from the U.S., Japan, and Mexico, including Lisa Ward from the U.S. and Masako Yoshida from Japan, will be climbing into the cage for 8 bouts of all-female mixed martial arts mayhem. Don't miss it. Get your tickets at etix.com. Fatal Femmes Fighting. Or call 877-FFF-9381.
Meet us in the cage. If you can take it.
Fatal Femmes.
Fatal Femmes. This Saturday night in downtown L.A. Log on to FatalFemmesFighting.com. Or call 877-FFF-9381.
All right, kids. Danny Bonaducci for Pod Fitness. You listen to me running around all friggin' night. Where do you think I get the energy to be this romantic? PodFitness.com. Hey, I'm not kidding you with this, by the way. I mean, so far I've so lucked out with all the sponsors I get to personally tell you about. I either know personally or own their product. I have a sit and sleep bed. Isabel just got one, but I digress. PodFitness guys, I know the head guys, and I know them because I was a paying customer, and eventually they just recognized my name and called me. It is the best thing in physical fitness. You know, I compare it to the treadmill, like that was some great invention. It really wasn't. That's just running. This thing's amazing. You can download the personal training techniques of 75 of the world's greatest, greatest trainers, and they have a dozen different trainings each, so there's hundreds of things you can download. Go to Pod Fitness, that's PodFitness. Download weights, aerobics, elliptical, treadmill, anything you want with your own music, Pod Fitness.
Today at 3, 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
When you own a small business, you wind up wearing a lot of hats. Manager, bookkeeper, salesman, and IT guy.
I think it's just a loose cable. Try rebooting. Somebody get some candles?
If you find yourself working on your network more than you're networking, you need help. You need Anmar Information Systems. They're the IT guy for small business. As your business grows, so do your computer needs. Networks, servers, firewalls. Who wants to mess with all that? You've got your own work to do. Anmar keeps your systems up and keeps them secure. And crashes, Anmar can retrieve and restore your data. And make sure that you never suffer data loss again with their exclusive NetVault. With NetVault, you'll have a live backup of every key file on your system with remote access. Now that's peace of mind. Meet your new IT guy, Anmar Information Systems. Give them a call at 866-99-IT-PRO. That's 866-99-IT-PRO. Anmar Information Systems, 866-99-IT-PRO.
Southern California's FM talk station.
They're illegal if you call them fireworks. They're an important safety tool if they're called a road flare.
97.1 Free FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Let's go behind the scenes as Frosty, Heidi, and Frank prepare for today's show.
Hi, Frosty.
Hey, Heidi. Hello, Frank.
Hello.
Hi, Frank.
What's up, baby?
How are you?
Good, you?
Good. And how are you, Frosty?
Actually, not bad. Oh, Jack, how are you?
All right, all right. Look out. Cut the happy talk, people. This place is called a prep room, you know, show prep. Jesus, how the hell did you ever become number one?
Well, there you have it. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1
Free FM.
Now back to Adam, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci on the Adam Carolla Show.
All right, well, let's keep this party train rolling and talk to Tony, who says I'm a hypocrite. Tony.
Hey, what's up, Adam?
What's up, Tony?
So, every single day for the last few weeks, what do you guys talk about?
Let's see, American Idol, Catch a Predator,
boobies,
Sex with Children,
and Nicole Smith, right?
Oh, Anna Nicole Smith. Sorry I didn't help you make your poor point.
No, I've been making a living off her curse
for a while. Is that any different than what CNN's doing? I mean,
well, here's the thing. She died, and that makes news. She's a dead woman, and it makes news. There's nothing salacious included in the news.
Sure, there is.
What about her child? What about the child?
He's right, at least for me.
Nobody cares about the child. Nobody cares the fact that she's dead. Nobody cares about really where she's going to get buried. All everybody cares about is who's going to end up with her money.
Well, there's a couple of things quickly. A, yes, you make a valid point. B, it's in the news, thus we're sort of compelled to talk about it. Just
well,
like
astronaut things on the news. So
right, but they are civilians, and as I clearly stated more than three times, Tony, I don't fault them for bringing up the case and talking about the news. I fault them for reading verbatim the actual emails, the very personal emails that were sent back and forth between the two innocent astronauts. I stated that clearly.
And I have the weird position of agreeing with both of you that, A, in one way, this would be a hypocritical point because I not only bring up Anna Nicole Smith, I revel in Anna Nicole Smith. I think she's a cautionary tale and did a public service by dying. So little girls don't go, hey, I can make a living that drunk and fat and stupid.
Yeah.
And I bury her and I'm mean to that poor dead woman. But on the other hand, these guys didn't ask for it like Anna Nicole Smith did. They went to school and they tried to be the best and the brightest, and we did this to them.
All right. But Tony,
you know, her kids and stuff didn't ask for it either. And,
that's fair.
And now, you know, when they grow up and when they realize what's going on, I mean, there's people going to be ahead of them, obviously older than them, that's going to know their whole history, their whole past, the fact that...
I understand, you know, and I feel bad for the
how she died, how they...
All right, shut up. I feel bad for the children, even though there's just one now. But your mother was a stripper who married a 90-year-old millionaire who then got hopped up on drugs and did a reality show. I mean, you were born into that. I feel bad for the for the kids that are born into Biafra,
sure,
where there's no money and there's no water and there's no food and there's famine. I feel bad for the kids that are born when their moms are incarcerated. Look, nobody guarantees you that part. I'm just saying we don't need to humiliate the innocent people that, like Danny said, did not seek out the spotlight but were in fact victimized. Adam?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's your opinion on this topic?
I think it comes with the territory. You know, if you're going to be a celebrity, especially nowadays, I mean, you know what's coming. You know you have to watch your ass when...
Well, look,
you know, when you're out in public.
I agree. I think there's a difference, though. I know we're mixing our astronauts with our celebrities, but that's all right. I set everyone down that confusing trail about 20 minutes ago, so I'll continue to lead my Weebelow troop down it. I think, yes, certain things come with the, look, when you want to go out jean shopping and there's a couple of people that want your autograph or want to hassle you or want to, you go out for dinner and someone wants to take a picture, that's fine. When someone has a long-range telephoto lens who takes a picture of you in your cabana when you're changing from your beach stuff into your city stuff and then puts it on the internet, that's an invasion of privacy. I don't think it's a black or white issue.
No,
I think
not.
If somebody wants an autograph and someone wants a picture, so be it. Are people going to be interested in you if you get a DUI? Yes, I understand it. But at a certain point, when someone breaks into your home, steals personal artifacts, and puts it up on eBay, now you've crossed the line. That's the whole point. I'm just saying a line needs to be drawn, and I don't think 30 years ago or 50 years ago, somebody would have gotten somebody's intimate love letters and read them aloud on TV, and we're sliding down this slope where there's no laws anymore and no decorum, and I, frankly, am frightened for my children's future. That's why I'm going to go home
and
drown.
We'll be back.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaduce coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
The Adam Carolla Show is heading to Las Vegas for a live broadcast on Thursday, March 8th, coming to you from the Palms Hotel and Casino. As you know, what happens in Vegas can be heard right here on 97.1 Free FM. But when the show is over, the party is just beginning. That's because the Adam Carolla Show is going to hit the after party fueled by Hornitos Tequila. Why drink anything else when Hornitos Super Premium Tequila is a sure bet in Las Vegas? The Adam Carolla Show, live in Las Vegas, powered by Sauza Hornitos Tequila, made from 100% pure blue agave. Sauza reminds you to drink smart. We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
So, you think your life's got drama? Listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Who's important when people are getting married? The people getting married and maybe a couple of close friends. Other than that...
No, the guy who has the ability to do it legally.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the preacher, not the fact that you're gay.
No! I'm talking about the preacher, do you, douchebag?
Oh, sorry. Did I let it out the bag you're gay?
I don't know. You've been married more than I have. You tell me about how it all goes down.
I'm coming up on three very soon, so don't even tempt me, bitch.
Are you asking me?
Oh, hell no.
That'd be the best thing that ever happened to you, and you know it.
I wouldn't take a divorcee lesbian.
I have Frank on tape saying he would never, ever, ever get married again. I salted that piece of tape late.
Here's another tape for you. I'll never do it again.
Just making it worse.
What are you doing?
You don't know when you're going to fall in love head over heels and loopy giddy like you were last time.
No. Nope.
Oh, I love her. I'm going to get married.
I might get married, but I'll never be in love.
That I believe.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, the show for people who like to listen to other people talk about the crazy drama in their lives. Middays on 97.1 Free FM.
Amco Transmissions. If your car has a problem, well, you have a problem, and I have a problem with you. I don't like people that don't have their own transportation. If your car's got a problem, well, then you fall into that category. So what are we going to do about that? We're going to go to Amco. Whatever the problem is, you get a check. Now, they're called Amco Transmissions, but they can fix anything. Again, if you can fix a transmission, you can fix anything on a car, because by far the most complicated component of the automobile, transmission. They got themselves a little deal coming up. You can play yourself a double, well, they call it double A beep beep. I'm not sure if these are swear words. who knows what that lotto ticket's going to look like when you go into Amco. The point is you go in there, you scratch your ticket, and you win either a free transmission, $1,000 in cash, free oil change, or 5 to 10% off any Amco service. That's right. Guaranteed somebody's winning, and it's going to be you because every card is a winner. You either get a free transmission, unclear whether you carry it home or if they just drop it off on your lawn, but you're going to get a free tranny. And I ain't talking about our cat. I ain't talking about it. Everybody wins is the point. The worst you can do is 5% off your next service, and even that is going to save you money. 1-800-GO-AMCO. That's 1-800-GO-AMCO. Or you go to AMCOSOCAL.com and find a center nearest you. AMCO, AAMCO.
Additional computer diagnosis at additional charge may be required. Call your participating AMCO center for details.
Living with depression, it's an exhausting condition that makes just getting through the day difficult. If you're depressed, you probably often feel hopeless and sad, and things you used to love doing become more like a burden. You stay home and quit answering the phone. You don't sleep well, which makes it hard to do anything. You try to give your best at work and then fall apart at home. Fighting depression is a lonely battle, leaving you tired, hopeless, irritable, and guilty for hurting those closest to you. Hi, I'm Dr. Wilcox, and if you're depressed, we encourage you to call PRI today to learn about our newest confidential antidepressant research medication study. Participants receive all research-related care plus complimentary aftercare, all at no cost to you. We understand depression, and for over 30 years, we've been working to help find better treatments for it. This is an opportunity to potentially help yourself and other people as well. Calling PRI is the first step. We're at 888-PRI-HOPE, 888-PRI-HOPE. That's 888-PRI-HOPE.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
Hi, I'm Art Bernstein with a message for all kids under the age of 18. Hey, kids under the age of 18, you want beer and cigarettes? Of course you do. Then come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. It's the only place in town ballsy enough to admit that kids actually love beer and cigarettes, especially under the age of 18. At Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, that's all we carry, beer and cigarettes. And that's all we serve, kids under the age of 18, preferably double-digit ages, since young kids have a nasty habit of setting themselves on fire every time they try to light up a freaking smoke. Come on, kids under the age of 18, don't waste time and valuable kid energy hiding in an alley waiting for some drunk to wander by so you can ask him to buy you brews or smokes. You're never going to see that money again. Then what are you going to do, call the cops on the drunk? Right. Instead, come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, you dummy, where we give kids like you under the age of 18 the respect and the beer and cigarettes that you actually deserve.
Bring your mother's stolen pocketbook to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. Just look for the giant neon smoking baby.
He's the only radio host that admits to masticating on the air.
What?
Sound like it. 97.1 3FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. KLSX Free FM, an equal opportunity employer, is dedicated to providing broad outreach regarding job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our vacancy information should contact Jennifer Baker at 97.1 KLSX Free FM by calling 323-930-5271. In addition, all listeners are encouraged to visit cbsradio.com for an online listing of job openings at all.
I like that Foo Fighters song. Well, we're plumb out of time. Apologies to all that come after us, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank especially. Running a little bit late today. I want to thank David Alan Greer, Dag, my main man. Thank God you're here, April 9th. On NBC, 9 p.m., Great White Key Club, tonight, 7:30. Metal Mania CD signing. Also, Tesla and Queensryche are going to be there. Sorry we didn't have time for you fellas either, but we'll see you tonight at the Key Club. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Is there any way that I could maybe borrow some of your urine?